Isn't it just? Andrew Webb, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for speaking to us here at Talk Radio. Thank you very much. This is Talk Radio. I'm almost done in a couple of minutes, but I hate to tell you, very bad news, everybody, very bad news, that Jake Yap is not going to be on at 1 o'clock, as he has been for the last week, because Mr. that muttering noise you hear. Little John Holmes, he's been hiding under the desk all week. He's only little. He's come back. Hello.
Hi, Julia.
That was one show fake, that was.
Wasn't it?
That was high.
That's what you have to do now, you know, after various people's appearances on one show.
Okay, let's talk about important stuff. Do you take out the bins in your house?
I do take out the bins, of course.
Every household in the world.
I take the bins out. And what isn't slightly annoying, I know we're talking about avocados there, but another first world problem is that I have to go quite a long way with my bins because the council refused to actually come to anywhere near where I live.
Yeah.
So I had to actually walk them down the road like it was a sheep or a dog.
But you can't walk them down too early. You know what I loved a twist morning? I was tweeting out about how, oh, for goodness sake, everyone's making a fuss. Of course, you know, most homes, you know, men take out the bins and that's a boy's job and let's all stop the nonsense. And I said, we let men do it because it's the only thing you can't mess up. And then loads of men tweeted me. They've listed me with all the ways they've messed up bins out on the wrong day, wrong thing in the wrong recycling. I mean, every
time I'll get there and I'll go, right, this must be bottled week. No, it's not. It's always the other one.
Never, so it's never
every single time. Then you get down and your neighbours have got and you go, different coloured lids. I've got the wrong one again. Back you go.
Yeah, it's exciting time. See, this is what makes for political chit chat. This is all the stuff you've missed since you've been away.
I know, and I intend to be catching well up today with
absolutely
all of it. Of course,
what's on your show? I mean, other
when
than
I
the usual
when
nonsense.
I went away, there was a director of the FBI, and now look what's happened. And
he's
now
probably cut his hand on making guacamole.
And now we're in. That's Mexican. Donald went like that. And now we are in a balanced period of elections, which we weren't before. So I've got to ensure I'm completely balanced. So
you're going to be taken off air by about 1:05, aren't you?
Yes.
Excellent. Realistically, yeah, we have got Ofcom rules in terms of opinions. We know all that. Although not when I'm not on Talk Radio. Hooray. Yeah. Right, so that's Mr. John Holmes coming up after 1 o'clock. Wonderful to have you back.
Sounded genuine as well.
I miss tripping over you in the office. He's very low down. It's difficult to spot. He's coming up after the headlines. I'll be back at 10.
You can go off, people.
I already did. At 10 o'clock. Stop interrupting me. I'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Do stay tuned. This is Talk Radio.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
The latest breaking news, expert analysis and outspoken opinion.
And I, for one, am proud of that.
Join the conversation party.
Talk Radio.
Say you signed up to that beast of a 20 gig phone contract. Seemed a good idea at the time. But 6 months later, you're barely using any of it. And your contract means you're stuck paying for it month after month. Say it's not so. But say there was a new mobile company, one that gives you the freedom to change your mix of data, calls, and texts each and every month. Well, say hello to Sky Mobile. Sky, believe in better.
Minimum term of 12 months. Upgrades effective immediately. Downgrades are effective from the following month. For full terms, go to sky.com/mobile.
Landlords, Direct Line guarantees to be other insurers' renewal premiums for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Switch to Direct Line Landlord. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
In Britain, transit means business. Business for... and... or... and at your local Transit Show Live, it means money-saving business. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer between the 13th and 21st of May, take a test drive, and you'll save £500 on selected new Ford commercial vehicles. Ford, go further.
To qualify for the additional £500 customer saving off the recommended retail price of selected new Ford commercial vehicles, you must test drive any new Ford commercial vehicle between the 13th and 21st of May 2017. Contract between 13th and 21st of May 2017. Register between 13th of May and 31st of December 2017. At participating dealers only, exclude Ranger XL and XLT models.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock, good afternoon. Welcome is it Wednesday? It's Wednesday. I'm John Holmes and Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, tributes to theme park death girl. No charges over Tory battle bus and Trump sacks the head of the FBI.
Talk Radio.
The family of an 11-year-old girl who died after falling from a ride at Drayton Manor yesterday say their world's been torn apart. The Staffordshire theme park and Evan Hart Janner's school are closed today as a mark of respect. Afana Bora is the head teacher at Jamaica Girls Academy in Leicester.
We will be providing specialist support to our pupils and our staff, and we ask that they be given the time and the space to grieve and to come to terms with our huge loss.
A man arrested near Downing Street has appeared before magistrates charged with preparing a terrorist act. Khalid Mohammed Omar Ali from North London is also accused of making or having explosives related to activity in Afghanistan in 2012. The 27-year-old's been remanded into custody. No criminal charges will be brought against Conservative MPs or officials following allegations of expenses fraud in 2015. The Crown Prosecution Service say that's the case after looking at files from 14 police forces, but one relating to Kent is still under consideration. The CPS found insufficient evidence to prove dishonesty. Lib Dem leader Tim Farron isn't convinced, though.
The Conservative Party appears to have stayed the right side of the law by the letter of it, but has driven a battle bus and horses right the way through the spirit of it. And it's a shame in one sense that it would appear there's a cloud hanging over British politics, indeed this election.
The Tories say they're glad the matter is resolved. The sacking of the head of the FBI by Donald Trump has sparked claims of a cover-up. James Comey was investigating links between Russia and the US president's election campaign. President Trump has tweeted saying the replacement will do a far better job. And Carol Vorderman has revealed she struggled with depression while going through the menopause. The 56-year-old presenter says at times she didn't see the point in carrying on.
Hi, Victoria.
Welcome back, John.
Thank you. Is that sincere, though?
Yeah, I mean it.
Do you?
Weirdly, I missed you, and I don't want to really dwell on that point.
Bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that.
Sorry.
Okay. It's creeped me out. Right, so how lovely to be back. Here we are, Victoria. Have I missed anything? Has anything happened? Did I miss anything?
Jake gave me chocolate when you were away, so maybe you should start doing that.
It would have been vegan chocolate then.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Tasted horrible.
So there's no point to that. So that's that dismissed. Anything else?
Nah.
Okay, fine. Sport. Who's got sport? Is Ben still here?
I've got to do the weather.
Oh.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Go on then, do the weather.
Thanks, John. Rain in the far north of Scotland, dry and sunny elsewhere, feeling warm in the sunshine with highs of 18 degrees.
Thank you very much. Now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Oh, Arsenal could move to within 3 points of the Premier League's top four by the end of the evening. They head to Southampton looking for a fourth win in five top-flight games. Victory for the Saints could lift them as high as eighth. In Talk Sports live Champions League commentary this evening, Real Madrid take a 3-0 lead across the city to Atletico in the second leg of their semi-final. Juventus await the winners in the Cardiff showpiece. On to rugby, England have been given a tricky 2019 World Cup draw for the second successive tournament. They're in the same group as France and 2015 semi-finalists Argentina. At the previous event, England failed to get out of a pool which contained Australia and Wales. Ireland and Scotland are in the same pool with host Japan, while Wales' toughest challenge is against Australia. Finally, in today's IPL game, Gujarat Lions face Delhi Daredevils. There's full live commentary over on TalkSport 2.
Of course there is.
That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Yeah, there's Ben there. Ben there with his pre-recorded sport that he records about half an hour ago, and then we just play out because I don't know why. Anyway, so it's a programme. It's a Wednesday. Let's do that thing. Chloe, press a button.
Talk Radio.
Imagine if Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen won this Wednesday's £15.5 million jackpot.
And on your left we have Stonehenge with its Baroque facade. And is that a chandelier?
Anyone can win with Lotto. Please, don't let it be him. Estimated jackpot. Games, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on The John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon to you if you're just joining us. Well, what's in the news? Cornelius, who is normally here, would give employment to Rabbit. We know of foiled terror plots. And we call it headline hijack. It's a fascinating case.
World's worst bouncer.
So bad, I would rather listen to Paul Ross on Catch Up instead.
Oh! He's not. What have you seen so far? Ask Podcast. You'd be arrested as a psychopathic serial killer and sentenced to life internment. And rightly so. And Vanessa Phelps would be dead as a toad.
Surely they should just have salad.
Yeah, which is currently at £70 million. It was a chimpanzee.
All her other bum photos have been touched up somewhat.
Balanced to diet is also a good idea.
Well, there you go. Veins are, of course, the necks. They stick out the necks, don't they?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. I'm ecstatic. Everything is a ball.
Talk radio.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am about to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Well now, here we are. Here we are. Here we are. We're back. Back and back again. Back. Like the possibility of fox hunting. And just about as popular. Now, obviously, right at the outset, I need to say that the notion of bringing back fox hunting is a Conservative Party idea. So for balance, I should say that like fox hunting, Jeremy Corbyn isn't very popular as a concept either. And as for the Liberal Democrats, it's not hunting them that kept their numbers down. More Nick Clegg's U-turn on university tuition fees and a poor coalition performance in the previous government. There, and that, my friend, is balance. And so we must be, as we are now in an election period, of course. But rest assured, on this programme, we dislike everyone equally, so we won't be having any trouble with any of that. I'd say we very much dislike them all. In a way that LBC presenter Beverly Turner tweeted that she dislikes talk radio while I was off. Hello, Beverly. I'm back now. You thought you didn't get it before. Just you wait. Anyway, welcome. I am John Holmes. And yes, we are back. I've been cycling around Bavaria, in case anyone was anyone interested?
No.
All right. Anyway, it's your 1 till 4 in the afternoons thing, and like Donald Trump firing the director of the FBI because of his investigation into the ties between the Trump administration and Russian interference in the US election. I mean, that's not going to draw more suspicion. Like, I suppose if Theresa May a couple of months ago had gone, awkward, the CPS is investigating possible Tory breaches of election expenses rules. I shall sack the head of the Crown Prosecution Service. That'll keep a lid on it. Clearly she didn't have to do that. No charges. As we know from the announcement this morning. By the way, given Trumpty Dumpty used to present The Apprentice in America, I don't know about you, but I was quite disappointed that when he sacked James Comey, the FBI director, he did it by letter, which is surely a missed opportunity, because what he should have done, of course, is get him in a room, live on TV, and just gone, "You're fired." And then camera cuts to Comey's reaction, and then him in a cab on the way home going, "Oh, I see. What, my mistake really was to look into those allegations of weeing prostitutes." Now, you might think that concept is implausible, but in Trump's administration, pretty much anything. Anyway, should we now chase this afternoon's show across a field and see what the radio dogs can tear out of it? I think so. Today's big story is on the way, of course. We will be going in-depth on to the big story of the day. Headline Hijack is back as well in this hour. We invite you to make up a news story. You are asked to lob it. I'm going to say lob it. Casually, no less, into the 2pm bulletin. Like a fake news grenade. A made-up story. In the bulletin at 2 o'clock, sounding as though it was real. We call it Headline Hijack, and we've been doing it long before fake news was even a thing. Your story, your words, your sentence, your paragraph, sounding like the news and coming out of Victoria's mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
That's it. Get in touch, the lines are open. Here comes the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's right. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
There's a diversity paper review. We'll be going through the papers, yes, just like any old programme would. But unlike any old programme would, our papers are reviewed each and every day by a different diversity. And that makes us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. Today, Kyle is in. He's English, Jamaican and Welsh. How about that for box ticking? There's the news in haikus. Current affairs blended into an oriental news smoothie, a delicious cocktail of the day's big stories and Japanese poetry. The news in haikus, informative and nutritious. Work experience punditry. Our work experience goes through stuff. Giving them a leg up into the industry. We tell them that, and it's because they're free. Sasha's in today, leading us through a roundup of hipster nonsense. If it pops up, it'll pop up here. The more hateful it is, the more likely it is to annoy us. Hipster nonsense on the way. We'll also be giving another Kickstarter project a kick up the arse on the programme by talking to its hoper and its dreamer. Whoever has come up with a Kickstarter project, they will be given a platform on this show to talk us through it. That means a further 9 people might get to hear about it. Maybe you've got a crowdfunding idea and you'd like to talk about it on the radio. Well, you can get in touch to do so. Maybe you're sitting there thinking, well, should fox hunting actually come back? I might build a giant robot fox with a gun to even things up. Just get in touch with us. You can talk about it. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
There's also a game of Dead or Alive this afternoon. That's on the way. And hot guest action now. Just after 2 o'clock, we'll be joined by Surge out of Off of Kasabian. That's right. Kasabian have a brand new album out. Surge, of course, is the band's songwriter and guitarist. And he'll be joining us after 2 o'clock to talk about it. Ginger Dave is not producing. Ass Broadcast, however, is through the glass. She is through the miserable window. It's noise around, Mix. Yeah. Hi, Cass.
Hi, John.
How pleased are you that I am back? Hey, look at your little face. Look at that.
Oh. It's like minus 1,000.
Yeah.
In fact, I was a bit sick earlier.
Oh, yeah. Is that because you ate too much egg?
No.
You smell of egg.
Having to look at your little wrinkly old face. Okay.
Cheery Cass is back. Chloe is on the buttons. Hi, Chloe.
Hi, Dawn.
Hey, while I was away, Chloe got engaged.
No.
Yes! Oh! Congratulations, Chloe.
Shut up.
Victoria's on the news.
Yes, John. Oh, yes.
Paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Did you miss me?
No, not really.
Okay. I haven't worked with you for a couple of weeks now, because you were
off.
You were away,
yeah.
Weren't you? And then,
yeah.
Then I was away. Then, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's not, is it?
No,
not at all. Right, let's get into today's big story. Regular listeners will know we do it with a song because it's a neat segue. It's production values between the menu, which you just heard, and today's big story. All you have to do is figure out how the story links to the song and vice versa. The clues are all there. Let's do it with Noah, not just Noah, but also his whale.
And the way it hits her lips, she's a rock and roll survivor with pendulum hips. She's got deep brown eyes that have seen it all. Working at a nightclub that was called the Avenue, the barman used to call her Little Lisa Looney Tunes. She went down on almost anyone. But from the hard time living till the Chelsea days, from when her hair was sweet blonde till the day it turned green, she said, L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N, you got more than money and sense, my friend. You got heart, and you go in your own way. L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N, what you don't have now will come back again. You got heart, and you go in your own way. Like a map on their face. And Joey was an artist just living out a case. But his best word was his letters home. Extended works of fiction about imaginary success. When chorus girls and neon were his closest thing to friends. But to a writer, the truth is no big deal. And from the hard time living to the sleepless nights and the black and blue body from the weekend fights, he'd say, L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N, got more than money and sense, my friend. You got heart,
and you're going your own way.
Noah and the Whale.
L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N. What you don't have now will come back again. You got heart, and you're going your own way.
Life goes on.
On my last night on earth, I will lift to the sky. Just breathe in the air.
And as Talk Radio's head of music, that's what I've chosen.
I pay a high price
to get us into the story. L-I-F-E G-O-E-S-O-N.
L-I-F-E G-O-E-S-O-N. Got more than money and sense, my friend. You got heart, and you're going your own way.
But how does it link to the story?
L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N. What you don't have now will come back again. You got heart, and you're going your own way.
That is the big question.
L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N.
You've been playing along at home, of course, figuring it out. L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N. Noah and the Whale, but it links to today's big story. In what way? The clues are all there. Cornelius, you've been working it out.
Yes, yeah. I have, John.
Okay, here we go.
Is it... Noah and the Whale are getting back together.
No, that'd be too obvious, wouldn't it? Because the
shame, really.
It's not the big. Wouldn't be a big story.
I think they're the first band I was actually upset at when they split up.
Right.
I think. Oh, is it a story about someone who's underrated? Because Noah and the Whale are massively underrated.
All right, go on.
Like, they're really good.
No, I mean,
it's
not about Noah and the Whale.
You know, they've got three or four really good albums.
It's not about Noah and the Whale, right? It's not.
Is it L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N? Is it about L-I-F-E going on?
No, I'll tell you what it is. Right, so what L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N are what?
Letters.
Correct. What else has letters?
Words.
Yes. But also,
post office.
Yeah. No, it's not that.
It's not post office.
It's also. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
It's the FBI.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Because the letter, F is a letter, B and
yeah.
I.
Yeah.
FBI and Donald.
FBI would be a different song.
The director of the FBI doesn't G-O-E-S-O-N though, does he?
No.
Because he's been fired by the Apprentice star Donald Trump. And rather than do it for reality television, he's done it in reality, it seems. So, why has he fired him? It's very controversial, of course, because this is the man who was leading the investigation into the Trump administration's connections with Russia during the US election. So, a lot of people rather looking at this like it might be a bit of a cover-up. It seems that Trump has forgotten Watergate, where Nixon sacked the special prosecutor in charge of investigating the tapes and the breaking in... to the Watergate building, and then didn't really help him, did it? Didn't really help Nixon. So, interesting times. We'll find out exactly where we are in this, what could become. Could it go as far as impeachment? I don't know. Is this the beginning of the road to it? Has Trump really shot himself in the foot? Let's find out in today's big story. We're going to need a guest to discuss that. It's Asprod Cass's job to get one, so presumably we haven't. Hi, Cass.
Yeah.
Could we get someone, please, to talk to about things?
Okay.
Great. Right, we'll do that next. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
The manifestos, the mandates, the mother of all radio stations.
I mean, why shouldn't the public know more about what's going on?
Talk Radio.
Are you serious?
MyGodMeter.com.
A new clutch? That's really gonna cost me.
Whatever your car needs, just type in a few details and approved local businesses will quote for your work. Then pick whichever's best for you. Just visit
MyGodMeter.com.
Without preparation, there is no performance.
Well, here we go.
Without support, there is no strength.
Sensational power there.
And without battle,
that's a big hit.
There is no victory.
And he's over in the corner.
The Aviva Premiership Rugby Final, Saturday the 27th of May, Twickenham. Glory awaits. Be there. PremiershipRugby.com/final.
It's not the travel, the challenge, the trek or the kit. It's not the adventure that makes joining the Army Reserve the best thing I ever did. It's the sense of belonging.
Here you go, mate.
Get us down, yeah?
Join the Army Reserve. Get paid to train in your spare time and find where you belong. Search Army Reserve Jobs.
Landlords, Direct Line guarantees to be other insurers' renewal premiums for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Switch to Direct Line Landlord. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Traffic's moving well again on the M62 after earlier problems west at Junction 18. If you're stuck in a queue on the southbound M6 near Sandbach, there was a breakdown. It's gone, but 17 to 16 still very heavy. No change in Chippenham for the A4 London Road. It's closed because of a police incident. In the Whitehead area of Antrim, both sides of the A2 Belfast Road are currently closed. There's been an accident there. And out of Abergavenny, the A40 Monmouth Road remains closed for the recovery of an overturned lorry. That's near to the Hardwick roundabout. I'm Jarena Adams.
If there's one thing New York Italians know how to do, it's how to look after the family. Capisce? They can be pretty demanding at times, always wanting stuff. That's why I love Frankie and Benny's. Right now, it's 2-for-1 on mains, and with a new menu, there's plenty to keep everybody happy. So when your family starts making demands, come over to Frankie and Benny's and enjoy 2-for-1 on mains. Frankie and Benny's. Let our family take care of your family. Download our app or search Frankie and Benny's to get your voucher. Terms and conditions apply.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house go down in value? Will it go up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy to let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get. Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. You are listening to Talk Radio. Cornelius has been gathering up some of your reactions. Of course, we are the home of reaction because we are Talk Radio. And you can react in this direction. The number to react is 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's the reaction number. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
That's the reaction Twitter. What's been coming in?
Lots coming in. Literally lots. John, I'm voting Labour. That's coming from a Labour supporter.
Yep.
John, I'm voting Conservative. Yep. That's coming from a Conservative supporter. John, I'm voting the Lib Dems. That's come in from... A Lib Dem supporter. Yep. John, I'm voting UKIP. That's coming from a UKIP supporter. Yep. John, I'm voting the SNP. That's coming from an SNP supporter. John, I'm voting the Green Party. That's coming from a Green Party supporter. John, I'm probably going to vote for an independent. That's coming from an independent candidate voter. So yeah. Lots coming in, John.
Yeah, all very balanced as well, which is handy, isn't it? So that's nice.
Oh, is it? I didn't notice.
Right. Okay, let's talk about today's big story. So, as of a couple of hours ago, we know that there are to be no charges over the 2015 battle bus cases, which had accused the Conservative Party of illegal expenses spending. One case in Kent, according to the CPS, is still outstanding, but overall, nothing. Jeremy Corbyn has already said he's interested and surprised by the decision. Tim Farron has also said something for balance, and probably so have the other parties, which is why I'm reporting them. Of course, though, if this were Trump's America, there wouldn't have been a completed investigation in the first place, because Donald would have fired the head of the CPS in order to stop it happening. The director of the FBI, James Comey, has gone because Trump says he wasn't fit to lead. But given that the FBI director was heading up the investigation into the Trump administration's alleged collusion with the Russians during the US election period, many are smelling a rat, and it's a rat that smells like it's paid some Moscow prostitutes to wee on it. On the line, friend of the show, Dr. Luca Trenta, lecturer, political and cultural studies, Swansea University. Hello, Dr. Luca.
Hello, hi.
Good to talk to you again. So, all right, so here we are. We've got a fired FBI director. This kind of thing has never much happened before. The last person to fire someone in charge of an investigation was Nixon, and that didn't end so well, did it?
Well, the last time someone fired an FBI director, and the only time, actually, was Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
And the FBI director at the time was fired for ethical and financial concerns.
Yeah. But it didn't look like a cover-up like the...
No.
Yeah. And we go back to Nixon for that, because the special prosecutor in the Watergate case was fired. And, I mean, are there parallels to be drawn here?
There are some, in a sense, and the parallels with Watergate have been coming up ever since Trump was elected and some meddling by Russia came about. The suspicion is one of cover-up, that the Trump administration has been taking various measures to cover up the traces of either Russian contribution to the election or collusion, as you pointed out, that was what Comey had revealed in testimonies to during congressional hearings.
Mm. And I mean, isn't this, though, I mean, why has he done this? Now, I mean, he's said it's to do with his handling of the Hillary Clinton emails, but yet this is something he praised the director for not so long ago. And is he just a little bit naive that he's not realising that everyone's just going to... This looks totally suspicious.
I mean, a report just came out from Politico suggesting that there are two main reasons, really, why he's fired Comey. One, that he was very angry with the FBI director precisely because Comey talked about this collusion. And the other reason was that he gigantically miscalculated the potential reaction from Democrats and Republicans alike. He thought that both Republicans and Democrats hated Comey, so that they would be happy to see him go, which is once again an example of that mixture of ignorance, naivety, and arrogance that Trump has shown so far in his administration.
And do we need to, because the letter itself, when you read the text of the letter, of course, it refers to the fact that Comey isn't investigating himself, Donald Trump. I think
he wasn't even able to talk about himself in a letter firing Comey. I mean, this is...
Yeah. But doesn't that just smack of him trying to make this point? And again, on his Twitter banner, he's now pinned this fake news.
I think he has removed it.
Oh, he's gone now, has he?
I think it's gone now. Yeah, I think it's gone this morning. Yeah.
Okay, but he put it up there, didn't he? And it takes a bit of effort to put that in your Twitter banner. And his own tweet about Russians and how it's wasting the money. But doesn't this...
That was actually quite funny, because it's not that he tweeted somebody else's evidence. He tweeted his own tweet.
Yeah.
So,
but does it... I mean, what now? There are calls, of course, for an independent investigation.
Yeah.
Is that looking likely? He must have known that was going to come.
I don't think he knew that was going to come, but the Democrats are calling for it, and we don't know whether it will happen.
Yeah.
And the New York Times reported that within the FBI there is much concern that the bureau is being politicized, which I think is the ultimate aim of the Trump administration, to put somebody in charge of the FBI that is more loyal to the president and more willing to follow the president's line.
Mm. So you can see his thinking, but in this, I mean, I know he can do that, but surely the fallout from doing something like that's so obvious. I mean, how can he survive that?
How many times have we been asking this question since, I don't know, late summer 2015?
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, Mexicans are rapists, we'll build the wall, the Muslim ban.
Yeah. But it takes balls, doesn't it, to just go, all right, I'm going to fire the guy in charge of the investigation into me and my administration, and then possibly put someone in there who's just going to, you know, be a mouthpiece of this administration who will go light on me. I mean, it's sort of in plain sight, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it might be the purpose of the whole thing, to have it in plain sight so that nobody can say that they tried to do things secretly while at the same time they were trying to cover up their traces and their connection with Russia. I mean, documents have been subpoenaed now, so they will have to come out eventually. There are scandals surrounding Kellyanne Conway as well coming out.
Yep.
So there is a lot boiling, and it has been boiling for quite a while. I think this is a rushed decision that Trump will come to regret.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Dr. Luca Trenta there, lecturer, political and cultural studies at Swansea University. It is interesting. Many calls for this to go to an independent investigation, of course. Now, if Trump possibly has the power to make that not happen, but if there are enough Democrat calls for it, then it will have to, and we'll see what comes out. But it's a bold move, And as Dr. Lucas said there, only Clinton in the past has fired an FBI director. But when Nixon did it for Watergate, when it was the investigation into Watergate itself, of course, that we know how that ended. So could it go that far? In the next half an hour of the programme, we'll be going through the papers. We'll be doing it with Kyle. He is today's diversity paper reviewer, and he is English, Jamaican and Welsh. So that's three boxes ticked in one diversity paper review. And I think you'll agree that makes us one of the most diverse programmes in all of broadcasting. And, of course, Headline Hijack on the way. But now, 1:30, here's Victoria. She's got the news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
The family of an 11-year-old girl who fell to her death from a theme park water ride say they're devastated, describing her as their beautiful little girl. Drayton Manor and Eva Jenner's school in Leicester are both closed for the day. Zainab Mohammed's sister was on the trip. She says what's happened has left pupils and parents in shock.
It's like a family, that school. The kids know each other. If it's in a younger year group or anything like that, it's just really sad. I mean, you wouldn't wish anything to happen like that. Your kids go to a school trip, you expect them to give you good news back. They enjoyed their trip and you don't want a phone call like that.
A 27-year-old man arrested in Whitehall last month has been remanded in custody. Khaled Mohammed Omar Ali, who's from North London, is charged with preparing acts of terrorism and making or having explosives related to Afghanistan. He told Westminster Magistrates Court he didn't recognise the charges. Not guilty pleas were entered on his behalf. Conservative candidates won't face any immediate charges over general election expenses from 2015. The Crown Prosecution Service has decided there's insufficient evidence they acted dishonestly after investigations by several police forces. Thanet South in Kent is still under consideration. President Trump has tweeted that whoever replaces James Comey as the director of the FBI will do a far better job. The White House says he was sacked over his handling of an inquiry into Hillary Clinton's emails during the election campaign. Mr. Comey was heading an investigation into alleged links between Mr. Trump's team and Russia. A New Girl star, Zooey Deschanel, has given birth to her second child. The actress and her husband's spokesperson has told Entertainment Tonight the baby boy is called Charlie Wolfe. The weather, rain in the far north of Scotland.
Dry off of TalkSport.
Well, this is why I included it, because I thought it was funny. Yeah.
Has named her baby after Charlie Wolfe, the go-to Talk Radio America correspondent.
Yeah, the Republican.
She's a big fan of Talk Radio, Zooey Deschanel.
Is she?
Yeah, that's why.
What's it?
Her other child is called Johnny Gould. Apparently.
So oh, Zooey Deschanel, she's the one with the little dog, isn't she? The one called Tam Fry.
That's right, yeah.
Named after the head of the National Obesity
Forum, or whatever it is.
Who always talks to Julia, yeah.
Who's amusingly called Fry, like a fry-up. Yeah. Yeah. She's also got a Komodo dragon called Julia Hartley Brewer as well. So she's a big... Zooey Deschanel, huge Talk Radio fan.
Yeah.
Absolutely loves it. She's got a...
She's got a mini schnauzer called John Holmes.
Yeah, okay, good.
She's got a moose.
What's it called? Weirdly, Victoria Warner. I don't know why she's called it. I don't know why.
It's very nice. I'm going to move on. Stop it. The weather, rain in the far north of Scotland, dry and sunny elsewhere. Feeling warm with highs of 18 degrees. There's more in 26 minutes.
26 minutes. And that will contain today's Headline Hijack, of course. Victoria will have the news, but you'll also have a made-up news story. Now, we're going to throw those lines open. They are open. In fact, if you'd like to, all you got to do, very simple, is just make up a story. That's it. A couple of sentences, make it up, get it to us. And you could hear your lie said as fact by Victoria there, who Zooey Deschanel is a big fan of. And
isn't her name Zooey? I think it's spelled Zooey, but I think it's pronounced Zooey.
It should always be Zooey to me, because she smells of dunk.
We don't know if that's true.
Zooey. Victoria will have all of that for you at 2 o'clock. And in the meantime, as I say, diversity paper review on the way. But we'll get through some headline hijacks next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill. Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, Charlie Wolfe, the correspondent, America correspondent, it's fair to say, talks to...
We should ring Charlie, really.
Get his opinion.
Like, yeah, at some point in the show, yeah. we'll get him on.
I think we should, just because it'd be nice to get his reaction in many ways to having Zooey Deschanel's child named after him, and what a big influence on her life he's been. So that is touching in a way. It's I was quite impressed recently when Cheryl Cole called her.
Do not,
because I was away, and it turned out that Cheryl, what's her name now? She's Cheryl Punchy Face, called her child Bear, didn't she?
Yeah, that's right.
Because it turned out that
she's a big fan of Talk Radio as well.
No,
she?
She's a big fan of the TV show BJ and the Bear.
Oh, right. I just thought via association.
No.
She might be.
And I don't, let me, in case you're not familiar with the show BJ and the Bear, it was a sort of 80s, late 80s sort of Saturday tea time programme starring Greg
what
Evigan.
What was he supposed to be doing here?
And he was a truck driver, and he had a best friend called Bear. It's called BJ and the Bear, you see, the programme. But it turned out that the bear wasn't a bear, his best friend. It was his best friend, let me be clear. BJ McCain's best friend, Bear. But it wasn't a bear. His best friend was actually a chimpanzee. Not a bear. Right? So, Cheryl...
Hi, Charlie, it's Con.
Cheryl
just wondering
had a.
You could speak on the show later about.
I'm just wondering if Cheryl had a
Chanel's baby,
like a baby, but it wasn't a bear, it was a baby, but she's called it Bear. But I don't know the details because I don't really follow showbiz. So maybe Cheryl Tweedy, or whatever her name is, had a bear and called it Bear. But I suppose she should have called it Child, in that sense. But BJ McKay, famously, anyway, had a bear.
He's still going on.
It was called Bear. It was called Bear.
I know.
But it was a chimpanzee. So I'm just wondering whether Cheryl Cole gave birth to a bear.
No, she didn't.
Was it a child?
Yeah.
Called Bear?
Yeah.
Where, because Bear was also a chimpanzee.
Yeah.
So the name Bear can apply to a child or a chimpanzee, but not a bear. See? I said Yogi Bear. Yogi Bear was a bear.
Yeah, and also called Bear.
Yeah. So my point stands. Anyway, Headline Hijack. It's where you get to make up a news story, of course. We call it Headline Hijack because that's what we invite you to do. It's headlacking, hijacking the headlines.
You're headlacking.
Fine. So here's what's been coming in, and, well, it's 20 minutes to go before your made-up news story gets in the news. What have we got? Cornelius.
It has been announced, according to Poppy, that Donald Trump Jr., the president's son, is to replace Comey as the head of the FBI.
Yes.
Some critics in the US have criticised the decision, saying that it reeks of nepotism and that no member of the Trump family have any experience in dealing with intelligence.
Good, thank you. Yeah, good. It would be good, wouldn't it, if eventually all of sort of the top end of American politics and was all Donald Trump's family, no matter how extended.
Just that little kid one, the pale one.
Yeah, him weird. The third, just cousins he's never met. You know when you go to a wedding or something and you go, oh, who's that? And they go, that's your cousin, but you've never met them. Really? But you just staffed everybody, the whole nation, just staffed high end with sort of Trump relatives. So eventually it becomes... It's not implausible.
If they did have a Trump wedding, though, the whole who would run the country for that day? Someone would have to either not go to the wedding, or just the country would fall apart.
Yeah. Which would never happen with him in charge. United Airlines are facing yet another scandal today as it's emerged that it let a completely blind pilot fly some domestic flights in the US for up to 5 years. The airline have defended this decision, saying the pilot's guide dog had been trained to assist the operation of the aircraft with a series of barks and tail wags. And that came in from Paul. Thank you, Paul. Well, it's over to you now, isn't it? Because you know you've got 20 minutes to make something up. Hear Victoria say it as fact. In the news at 2. Diversity Paper Review on the way next. If you want to get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Here we go with some adverts and traffic and travel.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Roll up, ladies and gentlemen. Come and spin the wheel of uncertainty. Round and round and round she goes. What you'll pay, nobody knows.
If opening your broadband bill feels a bit like this each month,
you lose.
Maybe it's time to switch to TalkTalk. Our low monthly fixed price plans come with a no price rise guarantee for the entire length of your plan, so you always know exactly where you stand. Say goodbye to the wheel of uncertainty. Visit talktalk.co.uk today. TalkTalk, for everyone. Conditions apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In May, we've got 15 litres of Magnolia or Brilliant White Leyland Trade Contract Matte Emulsion for only £17.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Score yourself a winner with The Sun. Join me, The Sun's chief football reporter, Neil Ashton, for all the latest stats, chats and spats. Our coverage is more pep than Guardiola, tackles opponents tougher than Terry, and scores more winners than our mates Zlatan. Plus, don't miss your number one football pullout. It's goals every Monday, Wednesday, Saturday and Sunday. Go on, pick up The Sun today for just 50p.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's still delays out of Abergavenny with the A14 Monmouth Road closed, heading out towards the Hardwick roundabout for the ongoing recovery of an overturned lorry. The congestion is back to the Llanfwyst interchange. In Antrim, the A2 Belfast Road around Whitehead remains closed both ways. There's been an accident there. The northbound M6 around Wolverhampton's very busy. Two lanes are out, junctions 10 to 10A because of an accident. Still busy around the Dunton Island, around junction 9 of the M42 because of problems with the lights. And the A4 London Road through Chippenham remains closed because of an incident. I'm Jarena Adams.
If there's one thing New York Italians know how to do, it's how to look after the family. Capisce? They can be pretty demanding at times, always wanting stuff. That's why I love Frankie and Benny's. Right now, it's 2-for-1 on mains, and with a new menu, there's plenty to keep everybody happy. So when your family starts making demands, come over to Frankie and Benny's and enjoy 2-for-1 on mains. Frankie and Benny's. Let our family take care of your family. Download our app or search Frankie and Benny's to get your voucher. Terms and conditions apply.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. If you're just joining us, welcome to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. And, well, we've been looking through the news. We'll be doing it in a moment in paper form. But before that, there is a lot happening today, of course. Now, the big story is that Theresa May's husband takes the bins out. For balance, I will say that the husband of everybody in every party takes the bins out. That's that balance now. We know that from yesterday's appearance on The One Show by Theresa May and her husband. Jeremy Corbyn is yet to go on The One Show. I can tell you that Kasabian are playing on The One Show tonight. And Serge from Kasabian is going to be joining us on the show after 2 o'clock.
Wow.
Yes, wow.
That's basically the same as having Theresa May on the show.
Isn't it, though? Well, it was either her or Serge, and I went Serge. Because if I had Theresa May on the show, I'd have to balance that out with the leaders of all the other parties. Mm. But the rules are such that if I have Serge from Kasabian, I don't have to have the songwriter-guitarists of, say, Franz Ferdinand or the Kaiser Chiefs.
Franz Ferdinand.
Exactly. Well, they came out around the same time. For balance, I don't have to have all of those on the show, you see? So it's
Yeah, we don't have to have Mick Hucknall on either.
No, I wouldn't put him in the same category.
I bet you would. Doesn't play Franz Ferdinand.
Right, anyway, so what I'm getting at, Cornelius, is that the news, etc., is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Isn't it? So it's all right, because we're here to help. And the way we get your head around the news is by dripping it through Oriental short-form verse. It's the news, but rendered easy. in five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
May wants fox hunting. Jez, free hospital parking. A balanced haiku.
The news! In haikus. And now, speaking of news... It is time to go through the newspapers. Each and every programme you've ever probably heard or seen does much the same, of course. But they don't do it like we do. What we do is invite a different diversity to come in here each day and go through the papers with their diversity eyes. It's the Diversity Paper Review. Makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Today we welcome back Kyle, who, remind us, Kyle...
English, Jamaican and Welsh.
Excellent work.
I had to think about it then.
Yeah. You've forgotten who and what you are, Kyle. Never forget your roots, Kyle.
No, can't do.
So, all right, so you've been going through the papers. What we got?
I have. We're going to start with the Times.
Yeah.
Bones reveal we shared planet with primitive cousins 240,000 years ago.
Right, go on.
So this comes from a discovery we made about 18 months ago in Johannesburg. Where they found 1,500 bone fragments making up at least 15 skeletons that basically proved that there was a species of Homo sapiens called the Homo naledi. The
Homo and the lady.
No,
that
no.
sounds Homo like a weird.
So, can you listen? It's Homo naledi. So these ladies back then, they were some of the first women in society to purchase caves.
Yeah, to own their own homes.
Own caves. Yeah. Homo naledi.
I'm really sorry, I misheard that.
That took me a while to get there.
I thought Homo and the Lady was some kind of politically correct sort of detective series. So, anyway, go on.
Oh, that'd be a show I'd definitely watch.
Wow.
Yes, when we first found these 18 months ago, they guessed that they were dated to about 3 million years ago.
Yeah.
And then using the tricks of the trade in the laboratories, they found that they lived up to 900,000 years ago and as soon as 200,000 years ago. So they actually overlapped with the Homo sapiens and certain Homo Neanderthals.
Right.
So it's basically like a missing link.
Yeah, not the missing link,
no, but it's a similar sort of missing link. Some of the features from these bones, which obviously they realised were different from Homo sapiens, Homo erectus, were that the wrists and the hands were smaller, so like modern hands, but the trees, their fingers were like tree gripping fingers.
Okay.
So obviously climbing trees to get...
Oh, okay. I thought you meant they could fit their fingers right round a big tree trunk.
That would be...
like pull trees
like salad
down.
Fingers.
Yeah. I think the news of this would be bigger if that was the case. Just, you know, if we found out that there were a race of humanoids that could tear trees
Homo
out of
them. Monster hands.
Don't call someone that.
It's going to be a new insult, isn't it? And also smaller brains, which made them seem more primitive.
Right.
But it's just a fascinating discovery, the fact that there were... Because obviously everyone thought that Homo sapiens were the only ones that are around sort of 200,000 years ago, and knowing that there was another sort of species of Homo sapiens that... interbred.
Yeah.
And they're saying that obviously we still have some of their DNA within us today.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
That's why we've got long fingers, mate.
Yeah.
It's for climbing trees.
Tell you what, some of their eyes must have looked in very different directions if it all led up to Cornelius. I'll say it, it's like regression. It's gone backwards there.
Maybe Cornelius is the missing link.
Well, it has been said, yeah. Cornelius' eyes are like that of a boss-eyed goat.
Goats?
Yeah. Goats have weird eyes that look in different directions.
Well, then that's normally just a normal goat.
Yeah, but you're one that's particularly boss, aren't you? Anyway, look.
We could be calling you the greatest of all time, though.
We're
not just a goat.
I'm not. But we digress. All right, where are we going now?
We are going to move to the Daily Mail.
Okay.
A story that I actually really enjoyed. Ben Fogle, Why I Let My Children Play With Knives.
Go on.
So it sounds a bit of a ridiculous headline, but his reasoning behind it is brilliant. So he basically says, obviously he's known as this big adventurer, he was on the Castaway, and he says that children, they should be allowed to take risks. He, you know, he says that his children have had knives for years. I can't remember exactly how
old. Pen knives, isn't it? Like little sort of Swiss Army knife.
No, like
yeah, he's not giving them
whittling knives,
machetes and stuff.
Like a big katana sword.
Yeah, that's not
but,
right.
I mean, his children are 5 and 7, and he says that they've had knives for years. They love making fires.
Yeah,
and that his son loves playing with snakes. And I found it fascinating because in this day and age, you don't see kids sort of running around in the park, scuffing up their knees. They're all on their iPads. They're all on the games consoles.
True.
All running around Snapchatting musically or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I think it's...
Do you miss the good old days, Carl?
I do miss the good old days. I miss the days of playing out in the streets until the street lights came on.
Because you did, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's absolutely right. And I had a penknife probably from about the age of 5 or 6. Probably just to, you know...
Well, knowing how accident-prone I am, I wasn't allowed one.
That's very true.
But I think it's great, because it's the way he says he treats his children like grown-ups, because it takes all the fascination out of it. So you say your kids haven't been exposed to, like fires until they're, like, sort of mid-teens.
Yeah.
They're going to be burning everything. They're going to be pyromaniacs.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, that leads to arson
and
all that.
I think it's worth teaching kids about this stuff. Certainly
not just letting them off. Here's a knife. Go have fun.
That's what you can do. I think it's true. I mean, I've got a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old, and the
you
way
arm you arm them, don't you, with guns?
I will give them anything.
Yeah.
I get them going out chopping wood. It's absolutely fine. And yes, if the chimney needs cleaning, one of them's going up there. It's fine. I don't see anything wrong with it. Back to the good old days. And I only feed them on gruel. But it's yeah, I think you have to be sensible about this thing. And I think you're right. I think you teach them the safety aspect. But then you go, just like any parent would. But then, absolutely, you know, it's learning about stuff. Especially outside, as we were saying.
Especially. I mean, if you think, if we ever had, say, like a massive EMP or something, all our electronics went down, the younger generations would have no idea how to survive. Like, have you been watching Bear Grylls, The Island?
I have not.
You have not? Well, there's this. There was this 22-year-old girl in there. And she had no idea how to make a fire. So I think it was the first week. So they had. There were two groups. There's the elders and the youngers.
Yeah.
The older people made a fire first night. They were fine. The younger people didn't make a fire for like a week. So they had no food.
Because they didn't know how to.
Because they couldn't. They just couldn't make a fire. Like the oldest guy in there was, I think, like 28. And even he couldn't make a fire. So they went days.
You're a child. Could you make a fire?
Well, I can make a fire because I was in the scouts, so I'm actually very good at making.
Yeah,
I was very good at making fires. Yeah. But I've been at outdoor events where we've had to make a fire, like sort of Glastonbury, you're allowed a small campfire and stuff. But I am the one who has to make it.
Ah.
Because
of your
friends,
scout training.
Yeah, my friends don't know how to do it. They're just like, well, you just light a newspaper and then put some wood on it. It's like,
but you don't have a lighter.
Not. Oh, yeah, I'd struggle then.
With what?
Well, you can't just...
If I didn't have a lighter.
Oh, easy,
no,
mate.
The point is, it's not. Yeah, you're supposed to be able to do it without that.
That's the whole point. No one can do that.
Yes, you've clearly not been watching Bear Grylls.
You still need some flint or something.
You need a bit of wood.
Yeah.
You need a stick, a bit of rope, a bit of string, a little
straw,
bow.
Yeah, and then you go. You
tie it around
friction,
rope.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
No.
You need a knife.
It
down.
But if electricity went down, matches are still a thing. They're still working. So there's no point.
What if it rains?
What?
What if it rains and all your matches are ruined?
What if there's a great flood? Tell you what, throughout the rest of the show, you try and light a fire in the studio, just in the corner.
Just with what's in this
room. With what's in here, right? What? See if you can do it. I mean, I don't know whether that's going to be a health and safety issue or anything, but I think it'll be fine. It's
I think
an experiment.
We can get away with it.
There's no wood in here.
What's this desk made of?
Okay.
That'll go up like a...
Paper.
That'll go up, it is around here. That'll go up like a bomb if you can do it. All right, so Cornelius is going to try and light a fire in the studio.
Took a drastic turn.
Meanwhile, what else have you got?
We've got Chris Froome.
Chris Froome. Oh,
Chris Froome.
This is his bike ramming
incident. This is his bike ramming incident. And I actually had an interesting conversation with Cass outside.
Asprod Cass?
Yes.
I mean, you're the first person to ever say you've had an interesting conversation with Cass.
Oh, that's a bit harsh.
No, it isn't. Go on.
So Chris Froome was hit by a driver in France as he was training. Apparently the driver was impatient and mounted the curb. and hit him off his bike, ruined his bike and all of that. And what me, what Cass was saying to me outside, she was like, oh, I heard that the driver mounted the pavement to hit him. Like, oh, but cyclists can't be anywhere. They should be off the roads, off the pavements. And then I read the story and it was like, yeah, he swerved onto the pavement to miss the car.
Yeah.
And then the car mounted.
Yeah.
So, I think, you think you're a bit wrong there, Cass.
Yeah. She smells of an egg.
I think cyclists should start getting their own backs and just cycling into cars now.
Yeah. Where have I been? I've been off for a week, haven't I? What have I been doing, Kyle? Do you know?
Have you been cycling?
I've been cycling around Bavaria.
Bavaria?
In Germany.
That's interesting.
It was interesting. And I'm not a cyclist, so that made it more interesting. And let me tell you...
Can't ride a bike.
I can't. Not anymore, I can't, because I'm too
stiff. You have to go in one of those little carts that follow...
No, I didn't. But let me tell you that chamois cream is a thing I didn't know existed.
Chamois cream?
Yeah, it was invented to keep cows soft. No one likes a hard cow.
No one likes a hard cow.
And it's a cream that you, how can I put this delicately, slather onto your nethers.
Oh, to stop the chafing?
To stop the thighs,
and because we were cycling up to like 90k a day and stuff, so it's quite
wow.
I know, so it's quite a way. So, but after day one, you're sort of like, I might, it's just sort of sore out. I'm a bit, I chamois creamed up.
Chamoyed up.
And always plain sailing, well, plain biking after that. But speaking as a man, you know, a lot of it was rural, so there weren't cars. But when there were cars, and I'm not used to cycling, it is pretty terrifying when cars come very close to you and you know, I speak not as a cyclist.
I put across the argument it's a bit different in France than it is in London. Like, I'm guessing where he's cycling is all like nice countryside, rural areas, whereas the middle of London, it's mental. I drove in this morning and the amount of cyclists that annoyed me today.
Well, actually, I ordinarily would be on the side of the driver, but having now cycled, I don't know whether I mentioned this, in Bavarian Germany.
Did you cycle?
I did cycle. I went cycling, yeah. And you know, I went to various towns, I went to where they filmed Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and everything. But it was a lot of cycling. So, you know, now I am a cyclist. I take...
Are you going to be coming in with your spandex?
At what point of the story did Chitty Chitty Bang Bang need to be mentioned?
Well, because I'm just giving a clue of where I
just
might...
Just dropping names left, right and centre.
Well, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang was a car. Right, we're doing like
flying
car.
It's a flying
so
car.
So what I'm saying is, if cars all flew, then it wouldn't knock cyclists off, would they? Because they'd be above the bikes. So,
but then you'd have your airspace. You'd be colliding with helicopters and
You know, that's
skyscrapers.
Still not the problem of a cycle. I'm just saying, you know, and I looked fairly dashing in a helmet.
You're going to be one of those guys that comes in just pure spandex.
Yeah. I've got my
helmet on,
even
bottle
though
of water.
I came here in the train today, I'm still wearing chamois cream. Because I got comfy with it. Anyway, thank you, Kyle.
No worries.
Kyle going through the papers. There's a mental image for you. Go through the papers for us. Remind us of your diversity, if you would, please.
I'm English, Jamaican and Welsh.
That's right. Okay, then. After 2 o'clock, we'll be talking to Serge out of Off of Kasabian. He'll be joining us to talk about the new album, of course, that's out and so on and so forth. Also coming on the programme today, there will be a game of Dead or Alive later on. We'll be helping another Kickstarter project by giving its owner-operator, its hoper, its dreamer, a kick up the arse. Work experience punditry today comes from Sasha, our work experience. She'll be rounding up a week's worth of hipster nonsense. And, of course... Headline hijack. So we need a winner. We need a made-up story that's going into the news, which is next. It's going to come out of Victoria sounding like it's real, but it isn't. We need a name of the person who is the Victor. Who's it going to be?
It's Tom.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Victor, which would have been excellent. Where's Tom from?
Leicester.
Tom is in Leicester. Excellent. All right, Tom in Leicester, you got your made-up news story next in Headline Hijack. Talk Radio, Wednesday afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Join the conversation party. Talk Radio.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We didn't have a lot to do, and the results spoke for themselves. We received over £2,500. So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
It's Domino's Price Slice Week.
Get two large, mouth-wateringly delicious pizzas for just £20. Exclusions, conditions and minimum spend may apply. See dominoes.co.uk.
When the McCulloch man mows his lawn with his McCulloch lawnmower, he powers through even the toughest grass with one goal in mind: to finish the job before the match starts. And with his McCulloch lawnmower, he's got the power to get the job done. That's why his mates envy his lawn, as well as his team. Get your McCulloch lawnmower and other garden power tools at good DIY stores nationwide or at McCulloch.com. McCulloch, the power to get the job done.
MyCarNeedsA.com.
My car needs a service, but where can I find a good price and someone I can trust?
Whatever your car needs, just type in a few details and approved local businesses will quote for your work. Then pick whichever's best for you. Just visit
mycarneedsa.com.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Just after 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, theme park girl's family torn apart, Trump fires FBI chief and avocado hand.
Talk Radio.
A family says their world's been torn apart after their beautiful little girl died while on a school trip to a theme park. Investigations are underway into how 11-year-old Eva Janeth fell from a water ride at Drayton Manor in Staffordshire yesterday. Muslim leader Suleiman Nagdi is supporting the girl's relatives in Leicester. He says the whole community is in shock.
It is something that will take a while for it to sink in, but we are trying to do whatever we can in providing support, firstly to the family, but also to the school. The other pupils that are here, the teachers and the parents.
A 27-year-old man arrested near Downing Street last month has appeared in court charged with preparing terrorist acts. Not guilty pleas were entered on behalf of Khalid Mohammed Omar Ali, who's been remanded in custody. Both Labour and the Liberal Democrats are promising to outspend the Conservatives on education if they win the general election. Jeremy Corbyn's party would do it by increasing corporation tax, while Tim Ferriss would get rid of capital gains tax cuts and the married tax allowance. UKIP's leaders campaigning in Dagenham this afternoon. Paul Nuttall's predecessor Nigel Farage says the party's future in the hands of the Prime Minister, but it can bounce back.
If in 2 years' time Theresa May has been successful with Brexit, as successful as she was as Home Secretary, in terms of not delivering, UKIP could be bigger and more relevant than it ever was.
Donald Trump's defended firing the FBI's director and vowed to replace James Comey with someone far better. Some Washington observers are calling it a cover-up, as Mr. Comey had been leading the investigation into the US president's alleged links with Russia. And there's reportedly been a big rise in the number of people going to hospital with serious stab and slash injuries after attempting to get into avocados. The Times claims that it's become such a problem. One hospital in London sees 4 patients every single week at A&E with injuries to their hands.
Well, listen, now we were just talking about the arming of children with knives by Ben Fogle.
Right.
Because in the news today, Ben Fogle has created an army of children.
No, not quite.
Was that the story? I wasn't really listening.
No, that was Coney. this is Ben Fogle lets his children play with pen knives.
Because he teaches them the skill in order to, you know, teach them from a young age. But the world has changed. People don't give kids pen knives anymore. But maybe if they follow Fogle's lead, people, as they grow older, won't be harming themselves so badly when they are trying to cut an avocado.
Yeah.
So Fogle might be onto something. He may be the saviour of the middle class.
Possibly. I just want to know how young are his kids, which he's giving knives to.
5-ish, I think he said.
I mean, that's very young, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's a pen. I had a pen knife when I was 5.
I mean, that explains a lot.
Yeah, right. But I just wrote my name on a tree with it or something.
Mm.
You know, it's fine. I probably cut my hand. But you know, I could now safely get a stone out of an avocado.
Well done, John.
Thank you to, you know...
How do you do that? Because I always struggle with that.
What? Because you're young and you didn't play with knives when you were a child. Like Fogle's army.
Yeah, but how do you get the stone out of the avocado?
Just cut the stone out of the avocado.
What, so you just jab it and take it out?
That's what a lot of people do.
Sometimes it's a bit stiff.
Straw. No. What do? You put a straw into the avocado and suck the stone out.
That's not a thing.
Thanks, Victoria.
Thanks for that, Victoria.
Should I do the weather?
Yeah.
I think you're probably best.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Rain for the far north of Scotland. Dry and sunny elsewhere. Feeling quite warm with highs of 18 degrees.
People don't know how to eat avocados.
I mean, they know how to eat them and they just don't know how to get the avocado bit, which you can eat out the avocado.
How do you eat a cream egg?
I'm not going into this again. We all know.
Not even the season anymore.
I wish it still was. I love them.
You know, yeah, but you can still buy them all year round at Cream Egg.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
No, can't you?
Can't. Famously.
Famously,
yeah.
No. At Halloween,
really?
They do a Scream Egg, but yeah. You can't get them in, like, June.
Can't you? Why don't they do a June egg?
Oh, maybe write to Cadbury's and ask them to do that. Mm.
Dear Cadbury.
I mean, you don't have to do it right now.
Oh, right. Fine. All right, then. Here's Ben with pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal could move to within 3 points of the Premier League's top four by the end of the evening. They head to Southampton looking for a fourth win in 5 top-flight games. Victory for the Saints could lift them as high as 8th. In Talk Sports live Champions League commentary this evening, Real Madrid take a 3-0 lead across the city to Atletico in the second leg of their semi-final. Juventus await the winners in the Cardiff showpiece. On to rugby, England have been given a tricky 2019 World Cup draw for the second successive tournament. They're in the same group as France and 2015 semi-finalists Argentina. At the previous event, England failed to get out of a pool which contained Australia and Wales. Ireland and Scotland are in the same pool with host Japan, while Wales' toughest challenge is against Australia. Finally, in today's IPL game, Gujarat Lions face Delhi Daredevils. There's full live commentary over on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, new rules are being brought in for this June's general election that will, for the first time ever, ban dogs from polling stations. It's following a story that a bull terrier was able to cast a vote in the local elections in Stoke last week. Guidance dogs will still be allowed, but will have to be escorted at all times.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, there. Victoria back, of course, with bonus news today. Bonus news at 3.30. Now, of course, regular listeners will know that bonus news is there to make the time up. Victoria's news bulletins are shorter than they used to be. And we do animal, vegetable and mineral news. Very much the favourite of LBC's Beverly Turner, this feature.
She particularly likes vegetable news.
I know she does, yeah. So, where are we today? Because I've lost track, of course.
Mineral.
We're on mineral news, are we? Because I've been off, so I didn't know. Mineral
you mean
news.
You haven't been listening religiously to everything we've been doing on air in your absence?
Not really, no. The only thing I do religiously is watch Songs of Praise.
Yeah.
Wow.
Does that joke every time someone says religiously.
I mean, if there was another religious programme, I'd go for that, but really, that's the big hitter.
Fair enough.
Anyway, thank you, Victoria. Next, we talk to Serge out of Off of Kasabian.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you, then. I am John Holmes. And, well, Kasabian, you know, Kasabian. They've got a new album out. They've got a new single out as well. It's called Ill Ray. The album's called For Crying Out Loud. It's out on the 5th of May. This is the new single. It's the second one from it after I Was in Love with a Psycho. Ill Ray, brackets the King. Have a listen to this, then we'll talk to Serge out of Off of Kasabian.
Oh, wow, you're telling me about this. I'll tell you about that. Stop talking, you walk into another trap. When all the time you know my name, you know my name, you know my name. Just settle down, you're losing the blood. It took you a lifetime to get where you got. If I had it all, I'd be dead in a week. If I had my way, be king for a day. Wow, what you been called me? Well, what you been called me? I'm sorry, oh, I'm sorry, but
so, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. Of course you are. You know that because, you know, I keep saying it because I'm contractually obliged to. I am John Holmes and I promised you hot guest action. It comes no hotter than a man in a furry coat. It's Serge out of Off of Kasabian. He's on the phone. Hello, Serge.
How did you know? I've got a furry coat on. That's blowing my mind.
Mate, you've always got a furry coat on. I've met you several. Now, we've met before when I used to do XFM Breakfast.
Of course.
And every time I saw you, you were in a furry coat or a skeleton outfit at one memorable point.
Yes.
So I just took a chance, if I'm honest.
Well, you did well.
Thanks, mate. Where are you then? What are you doing?
I'm currently on a shirt. Where am I? Sorry, mate. I'm just looking at the street name.
It's all right.
Shoreditch High Street.
Oh, all right, Shoreditch High Street. What are you doing there, just apart from just, you know, hanging out?
Yeah, just milling about, really. We're playing the One Show tonight, so we stay this side of town.
The One Show?
Yeah.
This is amazing. What a highlight.
It is. It is infiltration. It's all about infiltration.
Last night, Theresa May and her husband. Tonight, you guys.
Exactly.
You must make sure you do tell, and please do this for me, do tell the presenter of the One Show whether or not you take the bins out, because that apparently is a Theresa May husband thing. That's what we learned from their appearance on it. So,
I take the bins. It's the only job I've got. That's what I do.
There we go.
That's my job.
But, of course, recently, married last year. So, belated congratulations on that. I'm glad the bins are a thing. But the album, right, so the new album is... Well, I guess you have famously said about this is that you had a good 2016, basically.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, Leicester won the league.
Yeah,
and I got married. Yeah. and then wrote an album. So yeah, it was good.
But you did it in 6 weeks, this album. So the last one. So when I, and again, you may not remember this, and I don't blame you if you don't, but I introduced you on stage at a small gig during the 48-13 tour. In I think it was the Garage in Islington or somewhere.
Yeah,
which was a raucous gig. I've never stood on a stickier floor than that night, I have to say. Certainly not at a gig, anyway. But that album did really well. It took you a long time to write, but this one you stripped it all back, right?
Yeah. Starting the process of making an album is sort of get quite obsessed, and obviously the last record, was a big sort of undertaking. I thought I just couldn't get my head around doing it again, so I thought, well, why not try and do it really quickly, and then whatever statement you've made in those weeks, that's it, and then put it out. So it really excited me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and you've also said about it sort of this attempt to reclaim guitar music and to sort of, you know, where's guitar music going? What was wrong with guitar music?
No, that's the thing, it's got... As per usual, it's got completely misunderstood.
Yeah.
There's so much great guitar music, and it's so frustrating that it's just not given the platform. I mean, it is, because obviously you have the internet, so you can access it, but to really try and penetrate the mainstream, avenues are just smaller and smaller, they're closing it off. It's just pop dominated, and that's a real shame.
Yeah.
And luckily for us, I mean, we can... You know, we are getting a bit of play and a bit of... So all it we're trying to say is if we could open the door a little bit, then maybe it will just more interesting music will get out there, and that's all it is.
It's looking like the album is going to be knocking Ed Sheeran off number one this weekend.
Yeah, I can't say it out loud because I don't want to jinx anything, but it's looking good.
Yeah, don't jinx it, it'll be fine. The album's for crying out loud. So let's talk a bit about the writing process as well, because you, again, with this album, is it true that you kind of did it as a 9-to-5 sort of job? Because, I mean, when we've spoken before, you used to do it overnight and all this kind of stuff. So is that, did you take a more sort of disciplined approach to it?
Yeah. Again, it's just doing it, switching up if you're creating something, you've got to try and, mentally, you've got to try and do some things differently to make it, to approach things differently. And I always worked ridiculous hours, and I just thought, well, what was really interesting was getting to like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, which is usually in the past, get YouTube on for 7 hours and do nothing. You know, it's like, oh, I've only got a couple hours left, I best pull my finger out, you know what I mean? I best finish that second verse off that usually take me a year to finish. It's like, oh, but I've got to do that because the clock is ticking.
And why did you choose to do it that way, though? Was that just kind of a self-test?
Another process of writing, just try it out. The whole thing was, every time I'm making an album, it's just
experiment, doing a different, just trying it a different way.
Yeah, and do you think that's part of the reason that you are the band, sort of, you know, one of those, the survivors of that, you know, when you first appeared on the scene, you know, a lot of other bands, Franz Ferdinand, etc., you don't hear a lot from anymore. And do you think that's part of the reason for your continued success?
Yes, I think so, yeah. I mean, we always try and take risks and always try and put out something different from the last record. I think keeps people interested in what you're doing, and you know what I mean? I think it's, I mean, going back to what we said earlier about, there were so many bands when we first started, because that was kind of the thing, and that's what's a real shame, that now that it's not like that anymore. There's only a few left at a level, which is a real shame.
Yeah. And when you talk about gigs as well, of course, and I mean, I always prefer seeing bands in small venues, right? That, I think, is the best, is just the best thing to do. And you guys, you know, when we did that thing in Islington, your set was too big, the backdrop was too big for the stage. Do you remember? We had to fold it over or something.
Yeah.
But that's why you want to see music, isn't it? Now, I know you're doing Reading and Leeds this year and everything else, but I mean, in terms of your approach to that, I mean, and when you go and see bands, I mean, how do you prefer to do it?
Well, it's optimum, isn't it? I mean, those smaller venues, then there's no better place to see a band. It's just that's it. And obviously with the bigger, huge sort of festivals, there's amazing sort of communal thing about, you know, this huge gathering of people, which is special. But really, like, those small venues are the one. As far as the gigs are concerned, we try and make those huge festivals feel like a small gig. I think that's the best way, rather than being overwhelmed by the size. It's like, no, come into our little worlds for a few hours, and you know what I mean, we'll look after you.
Yeah. In terms of festivals this year, then, so Reading and Leeds and stuff. And when you first did Reading and Leeds, I think, am I right? It was in one of the tents, and you were first on, and you know, no one knew who you were at that point.
Yeah, I mean, it was good actually, because we did V the same year, and they sort of, you sign a contract so you can't play Reading and Leeds and V. Right. You know, they get exclusive. So, because we wanted to do Reading as well, we changed our name for the Reading. We went out as KSBN. So if you see the poster, that was like, you know, it's KSBN. So that's how we sort of got through it.
that's quite a neat thought.
It was great, and it was such a good gig. It was amazing.
If you you could do Glastonbury as well then this year, but just call yourself Arsabian, something like that.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Keep doing it.
Talk about the album process as well, because I know, you know, Tom, you said you had a good year. We know Tom, lead singer Tom, had a pretty bad year. He's quoted as saying this album, and you, Serge, probably saved his life. I mean, were you conscious of sort of getting him out of, you know, him being a bit down, back into music in that way?
Yeah, I suppose, it sort of works. So it's all done on instinct. So it's only now looking back and you realise, I think, there's probably a big part of me was like, I best write this quick to sort of give Tom an outlet, you know? Sort of,
yeah.
It's always nice, you know, whatever you know, when you've got something a passion in life, you've got something you can sort of dive into that, and it must be for even at least a day or when you're making stuff, you can forget about your troubles, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it genuinely did. I think it was it was great for Tom.
And in terms of your Motown influence on this, because you there's a quote, is it, because Berry Gordy, the you know, founder of Motown, is it he who said, and I know you're quoted as this, but let me get it right, that if you haven't got somebody within four bars of a song, then you might as well forget it, and that was kind of your approach to writing this?
Yeah, again, I've always been, previous work is like the psychedelic side of things has always. Like, I've always liked a great pop song that the middle part is completely ridiculous. It goes into a whole other realm.
Yeah.
And I've naturally always wanted to do that, but when you sort of look at those Motown songs, those incredibly crafted songs, they don't do that. They kind of start the journey night and sort of take you to the end, and I just never really done that before, so I thought, well, I'll give that intrigued me, so let's see if I could do it as well, you know.
I wonder what you're going to do next, though. You're going to, this is, you know, that's the question. So we've got this. You've experimented with Motown. Are we going death metal? What are we doing?
Who knows? I mean, I don't really know myself. It's only till if you get the urge to want to make something and something. I've got no boundaries. Like if it feels right, I'll make it.
You know,
that's all you can do. You know, if you're buzzing up in the studio yourself, then that's all you can do.
I think you need to bring out the Kasabian album of panpipe music.
Because I'm sure there's one out there.
So, but, you know what? They're probably. We're going to try and find it. I need to ask finally as well a bit about your mate Noel Fielding and Bake Off. Because obviously he's got this Bake Off gig, which has been a bit of a controversial appointment because it's going, hey, BBC want his Bake Off. What are you putting the mad surreal man on for? What's his take on it?
Well, I think he's such a good. It's such a great appointment because he's so charming and he's such a beautiful soul. Like, obviously, that if you don't know Noel or you know a little of his work, he's not going to be some sort of wacky. He's not. He's just really gentle, and I think it'd be great. And I can't wait for the first show to happen because I think any fans of that show will probably be a lot at ease once they see how good he is.
Yeah. And you could get on there.
Oh, what? Who knows?
Fond
of fancy.
We start with you taking the bins out like Theresa May's husband. But you know, and what are you like in the kitchen, Serge? What's your?
Terrible. I mean, I could probably knock out an arrabbiata, and that's about it. You know.
Oh, do I get you on? Listen, it's been, as ever, good to talk to you. Thank you for taking time out of your Shoreditch. Honestly, if you on the one show tonight, because it's live, if you get a chance, just say something like, I take my own bins out, and then I'm going to take credit for you doing that.
Okay.
A nice one, mate.
All right, mate.
Okay, that's Serge Adavoff of Kasabian there. The album is For Crying Out Loud. It is out. It's out. It's out. It's just out. You heard the single there before we spoke to him there. Ill Ray, Brackets of the King, close bracket. Serge Adavoff of Kasabian on Talk Radio. And as Talk Radio's head of music, I'm glad I made that booking. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
The radio station that's always first past the post with up-to-the-minute election news, expert comment and instant reaction. It calls for a particular combination of talents.
Never mind the ballots. Listen to the radio.
Join the conversation party.
I'm just getting a buzzing noise in my left ear.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Lee Reedy. This song's about Oasis drinks.
I'm selling out, singing this song. Your liquid loving stops you feeling wrong. I sold my soul to the marketing team. But the money's good and the Oasis drinks are free. Oasis, it's hashtag precious stuff. Oasis, buy a bottle cause it's just ain't enough.
Clive, Winston Wolfe, whale music? You must be one stressed out private landlord.
Yes, I am.
Your tenants are struggling financially and can't pay their rent. But you're with Direct Line. They'll repay any unpaid rent until your tenants are out. So drop the stress ball. It'll all be over soon. That's better.
Claim back unpaid rent after 1 month's arrears with Rent Guarantee. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Cover purchase as part of legal expenses add-on. Qualifying criteria apply. Restricted claims for existing tenants in the first 90 days when product first purchased.
Imagine this. It's time to change your car. Someone offers to buy it. Great. But only if you buy your new car from them. Ugh. Which means you don't have the freedom to shop around for a better deal. Well, that's what happens when you trade your car in. So why not try selling to WeBuyAnyCar.com? Then you'll be a cash buyer, all footloose and fancy free, off to try and get a better deal on your next car. Imagine that. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Terms and conditions apply. See WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's the latest for the A1M. This is southbound around junction 37 for Mar, following an accident which has been moved quickly onto the hard shoulder. M42 North still struggling at junction 9 for the Dunton Island after problems with the traffic lights there. There's also a broken down vehicle. An accident near Wolverhampton's causing northbound delays on the M6 as you head up towards junction 10A. No change out of Abergavenny. The A40 Monmouth Road is closed outbound for the recovery of an overturned lorry. And in Antrim, the A2 Belfast Road through Whitehead remains closed both ways. That's because of an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
Ali's Trick 2 Citrus Salmon.
My husband doesn't much like healthy food.
He says it's boring. He says it doesn't fill him up. Thinks it's not proper food. We're having citrus salmon for supper tonight, and one of my little tricks is to add zest of orange, a little black pepper and parsley. My other little trick is not to tell him it's healthy.
Find Ali's Trick 2 Citrus Salmon recipe in-store and online. Food Love Stories. Brought to you by Tesco.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And earlier on the programme, you will have heard the startling, headline-grabbing news that an actress called Zoe, pronounced Zoe, but with two O's, Deschanel, who you may have heard of, she's, I believe the word is kooky, has had her second baby. And she's called it Charlie Wolf. Now, we have only presumed that this is the case, for she is an enormous fan of one of Talk Radio's regular voices, regular commentators, Charlie Wolf. Huge fan of him, huge fan of Talk Radio. It can be the only reason. Charlie Wolf, not the baby, but the broadcaster, is on the phone now. Hello, Charlie.
There's a copyright issue here somewhere, isn't there? I've got to get my lawyers and sue her.
I think you really should, yeah. I mean, you found out about this when, Charlie?
Well, I search my name on Twitter just because it's an open domain thing, and I always say if people want to slag me off, at least do it to my face. So one day I look, and, besides having your tag or whatever it's called, the one that has Charlie Wolf on it, yeah, quote, Charlie Wolf, unquote, there's like 100 tweets. I'm thinking, what did I say? What did I do? My God, I probably did something horrible, call for a free market. Get rid of minimum wages, and it's all, he's a bigot, whatever. Yeah. And it's all about, and there's tweets from Ellen DeGeneres. Yep. I'm thinking, my God, what did I, was I being binary when I should have been non-binary? I don't know. And it turns out that, they're all congratulating on the birth of Charlie Wolf.
Yes.
I'm thinking, well, that was funny enough, almost to the day 58 years ago.
Coincidentally, the baby has already also called for an end to minimum wage and free market. So, yeah,
good.
So that's good news.
Who is Zoe? Who is Zoe Deschanel?
Well, that's a fair question. She is a kooky actress.
Right.
Kooky, like
wacky.
You, Charlie, kooky,
Wacky. No, I'm wacky DJ in a spin.
Yeah. But this is the funny thing, right? She's gone Charlie Wolf. Now, so we can only assume she's a big fan of yours. And Talk Radio in general. We also learned earlier she's got a Komodo dragon called Julie Hartley Brewer, for instance.
We think alike. I must tell you, before coming on here, I was trying to think if there was a Julie Hartley Brewer joke in there somewhere, and I didn't come up with one.
There always is.
I am scared of her.
Everyone is. And she also, her spit is poisonous, like that of a Komodo dragon. Also, she's got a pet moose named after the sports reporter Moose, obviously, from this building as well. So that's good.
Well, the animal species is also named after Moose.
That is a fair point. I've seen him eat.
Well, what drives me crazy? I mean, this one I don't mind because it's a baby, but there's a couple other Charlie Wolves. There was, who are the two twins that were in, what was it, like some sort of werewolf TV show, one of these, really hip, tweeny, 16-year-old shows in America.
Right.
And it's these two, I don't know if they're like gay twins or something or other.
Yeah.
They're dating each other, something like that. But
okay.
I was constantly getting, Charlie Wolf in nude scene, Charlie Wolf in gay kiss, whatever. And it's these two poncy actors. It's like, little pretty boys in L.A. And that went on for the longest time. And it used to drive me crazy because I just wanted to see if anybody was slagging me off. Hopefully, because, you want to be slagged off.
Yeah, of course.
And instead, I see all this stuff, gay kiss.
I'll tell you what, the whole
kisses,
a Charlie Wolf gay kiss now takes on an entire different dimension. Did you know her other, but I've looked this up, right, and Zoe, she's called Zoe.
Zoe.
Yeah, but she spells it Zoe. She's obviously a fan of animals.
She's kooky.
No, she named her daughter Elsie.
Is she here or is she American?
She's American. She called her daughter.
Yeah, that's the American thing, yeah.
Elsie Otter. Right, so now she's got a wolf. She obviously likes animals, and she said this: "I love otters because they're sweet and smart. They use tools. They hold hands while they sleep. There are amazing things about otters. They're wonderful animals. That's why she named her daughter Otter. She has not yet said why she's gone for wolf. I mean, the characteristics of a wolf.
Well, they're very sweet and nice, and look at me. She's accomplished one thing. She's made Jamie Oliver's kids seem like they have, and also the what's her face's." Peaches and which one? I know one of them.
Paltrow.
made all these guys seem like they have normal names now.
There's a, you'll be familiar with her work, I'm sure, but Cheryl Tweedy over here, Cheryl Cole, right?
Yeah, yeah.
She had a child the other day, and she's called it Bear, right, Charlie?
Bear.
Bear, okay. Yeah, right. Now,
Bernard Bear? Or
no, just Bear. I don't know whether you're familiar with the American TV series BJ and the Bear, Charlie. Have you ever heard of that?
I do know BJ and the Bear.
Yeah.
I used to watch it.
Yes, that's right.
Years ago.
Of course, that's right. And it starred Greg Evigan. Now, the funny thing, Charlie, and you'll back me up on this, was, of course, BJ McKay and his best friend Bear, but he was called Bear, right? But he wasn't a bear. He was a chimpanzee, Charlie.
I can't remember. Was there a one with a bear?
No, it wasn't a bear.
There was another show with a bear in it. I'm certain.
It wasn't a bear.
It was an early 70s show that had a bear in it. I'm certain it was. Maybe he wasn't called Bear. Maybe he was called Lion. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you know what's scary? Charlie Wolf, as people know, is, dare I say, an invention. It was a name I had for, being in music radio. And it's not faking it. It's who I am, and I'm happy. Yeah. But I'll tell you just one very... horrible thing that happened with this name. By the way, it was originally going to be Charlie Fox. And when I first came over to work on the pirate ship back in 84, I liked it until I realized that there was a Neil Fox. And also, I was scared if you say the name Fox repeatedly, you may get your vowels mixed up in the middle and something else comes out. So that's the honest truth. That's why I went with Wolf.
With Wolf. I've said that word a lot when referring to Dr. Fox in the past, so I can see why that would happen.
I can imagine. Well, now I don't know if I'll get a job on Fox or not. But true story, and this is the sad part about it, the day after Bin Laden was killed, Radio 4 has me in on the Today program, very prestigious and all that, and they're doing the intro, and I'm sitting there very quiet, sitting next to John Humphreys, and I think it was James Naughty, and he starts reading this introduction, and all of a sudden he's going, and Charlie, who lost his wife in the 9/11 accident in the World Trade Center. I'm looking in horror. I'm looking at John Humphreys, and he's going, shoot, run. I said, no, I said, that's not me. There was a guy who, I think he just passed away himself. He was an analyst for Apple Computers and what have you.
Yeah.
Lost his wife, also named Charlie Wolf, who lost his wife in the Twin Towers on 9/11. So first I had that little one, and it was very embarrassing. Later in the day, I get a local station from the BBC, and he calls up and says, yeah, we'd like to talk about 9/11 and all this. He says, yeah. He says, and do you mind talking about your personal story? I go, what do you mean my personal? He says, well, your wife. And it's like, God, am I going to get calls like this all day? So, yeah. So, some poor guy, I'm getting caught up with his wife.
Yeah.
And I'm having to say, well, actually, my wife is alive. She's at home listening right now.
Yeah.
So,
and now poor guy has to contend with Zooey Deschanel also. Yeah. I mean, it just gets worse for him, doesn't it?
Well, if she's cute and wants to be my mother, that's fine too. So, and I have an Oedipus complex going on,
We got
around this. Charlie, thank you very much indeed. Charlie Wolf there, previously Charlie Fox, but not for long. And also it's lovely to talk to the brand new baby there of Zooey Deschanel there on the telephone.
Odd man.
And with whatever happened there. Right, in the next bit of the programme, we'll be bringing you a new feature. It's been running all week. Jake was doing it. Follow the Leader. It's a political election roundup for you of what the leaders are up to today. That's coming in the next half an hour of the programme, as is, the big debate's coming at 3 o'clock, and Sasha will be in for work experience punditry today. Hipster nonsense. It's just after 2:30, though. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
The family of an 11-year-old who died at a theme park say they're devastated, describing her as their beautiful little girl. Eva Janeth from Leicester fell out of a boat at Drayton Manor in Staffordshire during a school trip. Head teacher Afana Bora says pupils are being offered counselling.
Yesterday, one of our children, Eva Janeth, passed away in tragic circumstances. She was a lovely, sweet-natured girl, and she was loved by everyone at the school. As a school and as a community, we are trying to make sense of this terrible tragedy.
A terror suspect arrested yards from Downing Street in April has appeared in court charged with preparing terrorist acts. Khalid Mohammed Omar Ali, who's 27, has been remanded in custody. Any immediate charges over Conservative general election expenses from 2015 have been ruled out by the Crown Prosecution Service. 15 police forces have been investigating constituencies. Thanet South in Kent is still under consideration. Donald Trump is being accused of a cover-up after sacking the head of the FBI. James Comey was looking at alleged links between Russia and the president's election campaign. And a Russian singer has performed her Eurovision entry in Crimea as an act of defiance after host Ukraine banned banned her from taking part. Yulia Samuilova sang Flame is Burning as part of celebrations to mark the Soviet Union's victory over Nazi Germany. She's been stopped from travelling to Kiev this weekend because she performed in Crimea in 2015 after Russia annexed the peninsula from Ukraine. The weather, rain in the far north of Scotland, dry and sunny elsewhere, feeling warm in the sunshine with highs of 18 degrees. There's more in 25 minutes.
It almost sounded like you said farts in the air there.
I mean, if that's the case, I didn't mean to do that.
Didn't you? Well, excuse you.
I didn't do that.
No, it was Cash. She smells of an egg. Sasha is our work experience. She will be coming in here to round up a week's worth of hipster nonsense for us very shortly indeed. Before that, election roundup. We'll be following the leader next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
On it. Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So it is Talk Radio. It is the afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Cornelius has been gathering your reactions. Of course, you can react to this programme and indeed to the radio simply by shouting at it if you wish. But that's no use. We won't hear you. Why not put that shout into the written form and get it to us on a number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
For instance, could be the number you could use. Or you could use Twitter. It could be this. At Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
That's right, and it'll get to us. And some of the things that have got to us sound like this.
Lots coming in. John, I own a T-shirt that says FBI female body inspector. Is Donald Trump going to fire me too? That's coming from an idiot who owns that T-shirt. John, I disagree with that, Judge. I think elderly couples should be separated in homes because the thought of them doing it makes me feel ill.
Thank you very much indeed. And by the way, Donald Trump has probably got one of those FBI T-shirts himself. Mm. Because we know what he likes to grab. It is just coming up to, well, it'll be 20 to 3 in a moment, but now it's time to follow the leader. We don't know whether you know about this, but in June, on the 8th precisely, in the UK, there's going to be a snap general election. I don't know whether you've heard about it at all. It's breaking news here at Talk Radio. What it does mean is that the major party leaders have hit the ground, some of them running. And they've taken to the roads. They're not running, they're in a bus, but you get the gist. Anyway, they're on the campaign trail. And the good news is that on the afternoon show on Talk Radio, Jake Yap has been doing while I've been off, is keeping us all up to date with the party leaders and letting us know exactly what they're up to. From photo opportunities to bacon sandwich mishaps, we'll keep you up to date as we follow the leaders.
Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader.
So yesterday evening, Theresa May and her husband, Mr. May, as many are calling him, tried to prove they're ordinary standard human beings by appearing on the ordinary and standard The One Show. Here they are discussing bins.
I get to decide when I take the bins out, not if I take the bins out. But, I mean, of
there's
course...
There's boy jobs and girl jobs, you see.
There's boy jobs
really?
And girl
who
jobs.
What boy
and girl jobs? I definitely do the taking the bins out. I do the traditional boy jobs, by and large.
There are, of course, other kind of jobs that a married couple may do. But thank God they didn't talk about those.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of boy jobs, let's turn our attention to the leader of the Labour Party. Jeremy Corbyn held a rally in a supermarket car park in Leeds yesterday, and he says that Labour want to invest in education.
Our businesses, both large and small, will prosper on the back of education, skills and training finally being given serious attention by a very serious government.
There he is. Jeremy Corbyn. Investing in education. Tim Farron. You know him. From the Liberal Democrats. Speaking of education, here he is going to a primary school in Cornwall. Don't worry, they are aware of it. But he's been distancing himself from Labour by saying that the Lib Dems want to invest in education.
My priorities are to support our schools, our health and social care, to do what's right for our country, not to appease the UKIP wing of the Tory party. That is why fighting to stay in the single market is not just about what's good for business and our economy, it's about making sure there are enough people paying enough tax in this country.
Barron. But let's not forget Nuttall. UKIP's Nuttall is going to Dagenham this very day. He's going to go to a pub. Cue cliche pint pouring photo opportunity. Then he's going to go door knocking in a sort of drunken knockdown ginger game. While he's not doing that, he's been very busy slagging off Jeremy Corbyn's approach to Brexit.
I heard this morning that Jeremy Corbyn refused to say five times whether as Prime Minister he would take Britain outside the European Union. Well, we're quite clear on it. We want Britain out. We want Britain to control its own borders, sign its own trade deals across the globe, and not pay a divorce fee.
There we go. Nuttall. And how could we forget Caroline Lucas? Oh, you have. Let me remind you, she's from the Green Party. She's the MP for Brighton. She spent her morning talking to Piers Morgan on Good Morning Britain, poor thing.
Well, we're saying that any clean air plan worthy of its name has to have at its heart a public transport revolution. We need to see massive incentives for investment in our public transport system, our rail system, buses, more incentives to get people out of their cars, onto buses, cycling, walking.
Yeah. And that was Caroline Lucas of the Green Party. And that's what the leaders have been doing as we've been following the leader. There we go. Right, in the next bit of the programme, Sasha's in. She's our work experience. She's going to be reviewing hipster nonsense for us. We've told her it will give her a leg up into this industry. The first rung on the media ladder, getting her there by appearing on the radio. And, well, to be honest, it's a lie. We've just got her in because she's free and we don't have to pay her. That's it. She's coming next with hipster nonsense.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Say you're a year into your contract and the hot new phone is released, but you're not allowed to upgrade without paying through the nose. Let's just say you're not best pleased. But say there was a new mobile company, one that lets you swap your old phone for the latest one every 12 months, free of charge, delivered to your door. Well, say hello to Sky Mobile. Sky, believe in better.
Free of any early upgrade admin and delivery charges. 24-month interest-free loan with data plan needed for each new phone. Trade-in value credited to existing loan. Subject to status and availability. Terms apply. See sky.com/swaphelp.
Right, that's it. This relationship is over.
Eric.
When I think of the money I spent on you. But it was never enough, was it? There was always something else. What was it you had to have last time?
Eric!
A starter motor?
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our Price Match Promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
I'm leaving you for a younger van.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that should stop them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Better news if you're trying to get out of Abergavenny on the Monmouth Road, the A40. It's been closed for the recovery of an overturned lorry. It has recently reopened. No change in the Whitehead area of Antrim, though. The A2 Belfast Road remains closed both ways because of an accident. The M6 in the West Midlands struggling north towards an accident near junction 10A for the M54. One lane's closed there. Similar restrictions for the northbound M42 towards junction 9 for Curdworth and Coleshill. That's for the recovery of a broken down vehicle. And no change in Chippenham for the A4 London Road. It's still closed both ways near the Butts roundabout because of an incident. I'm Joanna Adams.
Mark's winning sweet potato fritters.
Me and Dad have always watched the footy together, usually with a bag of chips. But today, I'm bringing on a substitute. Something a little less chip-like. sweet potato and carrot fritters with a tzatziki dip. Dad reckons they're pretty good. Oh, unlike our lot.
Find Mark's winning sweet potato fritters recipe online or in store. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
We'll be covering all the breaking stories with heartfelt analysis and compelling and entertaining insight. I'll be joined in the studio by Benjamin Butterworth from Pink News, Benedict Pringle, political advertising expert, and our very own girl about town, Olivia Foster.
Stop. Look. Listen to Sam Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And before we talk to Sasha about this week's roundup of hipster nonsense, well, we've been looking at the news, of course. Now, we know that Donald Trump has now tweeted, which is his preferred method of communication, of course, that the former FBI director James Comey will be replaced by, quote, someone who is better at the job, by which he means, of course, someone who won't necessarily pursue the investigation into him, Trump, and the Russians during the run-up to the American election. I think that's basically what we can take from that. You've just heard what the party leaders are up to in Follow the Leader, so that's brought you up to date on the election. We know that Zoe Deschanel has named her son Charlie Wolf after the talk radio commentator and broadcaster Charlie Wolf, who was on the telephone talking to us about that earlier. She's called Zoe. She likes animals. It's clear.
He Googles himself a lot.
Yeah, he said that. Yeah. Anyway, so, you know, all of that stuff leads me to think that the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, well, Cornelius, don't you worry, because many people cannot. But we're here to help. And what we do is we take the news and make it easier to get your head around it by running it via the medium of short-form Oriental verse. We take it, we put it through a strict 5-7-5 syllable structure, and that brings us the news in haikus.
Trump sacks head of FBI. Is this a case for Mulder and Scully?
The news in haikus. Okay, time for some work experience. It's what we do. Yeah, like you, where you work. You probably have a work experience, don't you, in the office, or you have done at some point. What do you make them do all day, eh? What do you make them do? Photocopy the kettle, things like that. Not us. We give them proper work that's connected to the industry, and that means we pull them out of the office and we put them in front of a microphone and ask them to review stuff. Music, film, television, hipster nonsense. And on a Wednesday, that's what we do. Sasha's with us this week and she makes her debut. And, well, what have you got, Sasha?
Well, first of all, we've got Michael Douglas has unveiled a new hipster look, apparently.
Is he?
But from the pictures, it just looks like he's gelled his hair and got a goatee now.
Right. But is that the look of the... I thought the look of the hipster was a big square beard. Is that still a thing?
I think maybe it's the goatee now.
Is it? Have we moved on?
Yeah.
Right. So I haven't seen this picture of Michael Douglas. Have you got one there that I can see but no one listening can?
Yep, we do.
Can I see it?
It's on the computer.
Oh, I thought you had a bit of paper.
I didn't print one out.
Don't worry, it'll come on my screen in a minute. That's fine, because Michael Douglas, I mean, he... how old is Michael Douglas now?
He's 72.
72.
Yeah.
Is it a good look for him, would you say?
I think he looks good, They all do. It was at a Robert De Niro honouring event.
I'm just looking at it now.
And he looks great as well.
De Niro does look... But you're right, that's Douglas. I mean, is that... Is that a hipster look? I don't know. I mean, his hair's all gone bouffant. Buffon, to use the original French. That goatee does suit him, you're absolutely right. I mean, why is that being called hipster, generally?
I think it's his moustache, isn't it? Because it's slightly sort of waxed at the end, I think, to go a bit pointed.
Oh, I see, that's a hipster thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
of course, I forgot. It looked like a musketeer.
Yes.
It's that sort of look, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where he's... but you're absolutely right, yes, you're right. He's got the tips waxed into a sort of... I guess a little point, isn't it? A little sort of
very Captain Hook.
Yes. Yes. Has he got a hook for a hand? He's not pictured with that here, because that would have completed the look.
No, he hasn't, unfortunately.
Yeah, because, you know, that was hip for a while, wasn't it? When Abu Hamza, like, blazed the trail. All right, Michael Douglas is a hipster.
Breaking news.
Thank you. It's my showbiz news, that, as well. What else, Sasha? What else is hip that we should be hating with all of our passion?
Well, we've got Israel's hipster drink called Tubi, which is soon to be found on the shelves outside of Israel in Texas and Berlin. Not in London, though.
Well, then it's to be or not to be.
Exactly.
Yep. What is it?
It's all natural, gluten-free, vegan, okay. Of course. It's got 60 herbs and fruit essences in it and is 80 proof. But the brothers who created the drink, the Tubi brothers... won't say what it's made from.
Right, so it's alcoholic.
It's alcoholic, 80 proof.
and it's got, you got a cough there, couldn't you?
Yeah, sorry, it's a spirit.
Yes.
So in terms of this, because that's a hipster thing, isn't it? The use of herbs. Now, when I was, I don't know whether I mentioned, I was away last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, I was in Bavaria. In Germany, I was doing some cycling, and I one of the places I was staying that they had a choice of teas. Right now, I just want tea, no mess, just some tea, not tea with that in it, with a flower in it, or a herb, or a bit of grass, or or just tea. It'll do. And one of them just said organic herbs. And I'll be honest with you, I put the whole box in the bin so no one else had to see that. Because that is a hateful... And that whole idea of just going, oh, yeah, taste of herbs. I don't like... Well, it's a taste of herbs.
It's healthy, isn't it?
No, it's 80% proof. kill you. Yeah. It's an Israeli tradition.
Yeah, it was created by two brothers.
Yeah.
And it's been... it was first made popular by Israeli hipsters.
Oh, what are they like?
I'm not sure, but apparently Tel Aviv is popping off. It's the new Berlin.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's popping off?
Yes.
That's what you say now?
I don't know. I'm not a hipster.
Okay, good. But you know about such things. It's popping off like a sort of international tube of Pringles or something.
That's true.
What? So, Tel Aviv is the place to go. Because Berlin, you go to Berlin.
Yeah,
Colin,
yeah,
you,
I've been.
You know, you're not hip at all, but you still go there.
No, it's a very hipster place to go. It has its hipster area.
I was just in Germany. I didn't know whether I mentioned it.
Yeah, you have mentioned it.
Yeah. So, hello. So, I dropped my pen.
You dropped your pen on the microphone.
Yeah.
And you're an award-winning broadcaster, apparently.
I am. Who's been to Germany?
Yeah.
But the drink itself, I mean, ordinarily, a work experience, judge as yourself, would have gone out to find us this, to sample, Sasha.
I'm afraid. I don't think it's available on our
shelves.
Have
you not been across to Tel Aviv?
No, not yet. I'll go tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm going to say this, dedication in the industry would dictate that if you then said to me, I've brought you some of this, then, you know, already you would have got a promotion.
Ugh.
You know, no money or anything, but, you know, you'd have been promoted to work experience who can come in again.
Well, that would be great.
Wouldn't
Maybe
it?
I'm going to book a flight after this.
Yeah, so just get us some of the... What's it called? Tubi?
Tubi. I hope I pronounced that right. I'm not sure.
Spell it for us.
T-U-B-I.
Could be
tubby.
Yeah.
Could be tubby, yeah.
Like tubby custard. Has it got custard in it?
Tubby custard.
Yeah.
Teletubbies.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? That would be very hipster.
It, wouldn't it, though?
If releasing tubby custard.
As an actual thing that was 80% proof, which would explain a lot about the Teletubbies, if I'm honest. Although, if someone said to me, do you want to drink my tubby custard? I think I'd probably say no.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got a hipster drink that's unavailable in London. All right, good.
And
what
we've
else?
Also got Gospel Oaky. Can you guess what that is?
Gosport Oaky.
Gospel Oaky. Gospel Oaky.
Right.
You think it's Gosport, as in the town near Portsmouth?
That's exactly what I thought. I thought suddenly one of the worst towns in Britain had become hip, which I suppose isn't probably a thing. But it's not that. It's from Gospel Oak. What?
Nearly.
Go on.
It's karaoke, but you have a gospel choir backing you.
That's cool.
As your backing band.
Right, so there's an actual choir.
Yeah, so there's I think it's like a 15-piece gospel choir.
Right.
And you,
Gospel Oak. I mean, it's confusing because there's a place called Gospel Oak, right?
Is there?
Yeah. So that's confusing.
Okay.
In North London.
Well, that's fine. Don't worry about that.
Well, no wonder I was going to think that.
Well, it's fine.
Anyway, all right, Gospel Oak.
That sounds quite fun, actually.
Yeah, it does.
Because there's a thing called Rocky Oak, which has been around for years now, where there's
Sylvester Stallone?
No.
Oh.
There's this band to a backing band, yeah. And then you go up and sing a song with them, and it feels like you're performing in a real live band.
Okay, that's good.
Gospel Oak sounds even funner.
Yeah.
But do they do just gospel songs, or
well,
is it contemporary hits?
I'm not sure. I feel like they should be able to do anything, because not everyone knows a lot of gospel music.
It would be quite hard to sing a gospel tune, wouldn't it?
What are gospel songs?
Religious.
It's obviously a gospel choir is the certain style of the religion.
Yeah.
But are these, you know, can you just choose hymns or can you choose contemporary hits that they've styled out like gospel?
I mean, you'd imagine that's what it actually is, because otherwise no one would go, because it would just be a church service.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. But do other bands? So there's a rock oaky.
Rocky oaky.
Yeah, rocky oaky. Gospel oaky. Is there a disco oaky?
There's
well, that's just normal karaoke, isn't it?
Well,
it's just a DJ, isn't it?
Okie Cokie, where everyone's really mashed off. You just go and take loads of... and then sing. Okie Cokie. If it's not a thing, it should be a hipster thing.
Okie Okie Cokie. Okie Cokie. Okie Cokie.
So where you've taken some drugs.
Why do you have to take drugs?
Cokie.
Oh, okay.
And then you're going in and out. Of consciousness, right, while trying to sing the Okie Cokie.
I think you need to talk to Frank.
Frank?
Yeah, the drugs people.
Oh, right. I thought you meant Frank from the office. What do you know? Hi, Frank. Anyway, so, there we go. That was it. There we go. That's the time done, Sasha.
Oh, there's plenty more things.
Very
we can
quickly,
do that
give
next
us
time.
Give us one more.
Okay, there's the Poetry Brothel, Poetry Recitals and Burlesque in an actual brothel.
Why don't you start with that?
I mean, I probably should have.
I mean, what? Really?
Trying to build up to that.
Really? So you get to brothel?
Yeah, I don't know if. I think it was a former brothel.
Yeah.
And you can go there and listen to some poetry.
It's not why you go to a brothel, is it?
No, it's not, but...
Wow.
There we go.
And is it like karaoke? Can you do poems? Well, is it like prosy-oke, I'd call that, where you are...
Stop,
Where performing is happening, but you read poetry while you're doing it.
No. What? No.
To an audience?
Yes.
Okay.
There we go. Right. Sasha, thank you very much for coming in.
You're most welcome.
Yeah, Cassie's shouting in my ear all the time I was doing that. She's going, stop. Please stop. Please stop. Go away on holiday again. Just saying things like that. Listen to it. Listen to this. Look, listen. I'm trying to talk to you, Sasha, and all I'm getting in my ears is this, right? I'm just getting
this.
Oh, my God, stop it. So creepy. See? Anyway, thank you, Sasha, very much.
You're welcome.
Marvellous. Come back and do that again. Not exactly the same word for word. I mean, that'd be stupid, but, you know, something approaching.
Cheers for clearing that up, John.
No, very good. Good job I'm here. And now, in the next bit of the programme, the big debate, of course, after 3 o'clock. That's what we're doing. We'll also be playing a game of Dead or Alive and chatting to somebody with a hope and a dream, a Kickstarter project. We'll be getting someone on the radio with one of those to give it a kick up the arse for them by getting upwards of 9 more people. That's you, listening friend, to hear about it. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons, Wednesday. I'm John Holmes.
How are we going to make the whole nation rise, agitate, educate, organise? Join the conversation party.
Well, I can't add anything to that, Colin.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio. This
this week at TradePoint. Join us in store for our decorated event with deals across a range of trade paint brands, including Valspar, Leyland and Dulux Trade. Plus, make a purchase in store before the 21st of May for your chance to win a brand new van, courtesy of Leyland Trade. T's and C's apply. Trade only.
Lately, you've been thinking about giving Just for Men a go. But you want to know, is it easy? Natural looking. Yes, getting rid of your grey with Just for Men is indeed easy and more natural than, say, a chat with Mum. Yes, Mum, you deserve grandkids. We're working on it. No, Mum, I don't live at the pub. Tough stuff. In comparison, Just for Men remains easy. About 5 minutes and you're back to your natural looking hair colour. Mum, however, is only getting started. Just for Men. Find it in the men's aisle.
1 million is a gargantuan amount, isn't it? If 1 million people stood on each other's shoulders, they'd reach all the way to space. It'd be a bit cold at the top, though. So if I told you over 1 million people have chosen to sell their cars with WeBuyAnyCar.com, you might think, wow, I'm going to give that a go. Gargantuan. I like that word. Why don't you join them? Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see webuyanycar.com/info.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Not surprised. Right, it's 3 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. It's Wednesday. It's Talk Radio and Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, tributes to theme park Death Girl. No charges over Tory battle bus. And name an albino orangutan.
Talk Radio.
The family of an 11-year-old girl who died after falling from a ride at Drayton Manor yesterday say their world's been torn apart. The Staffordshire theme park and Eva Janet School are closed today as a mark of respect. Afana Bora is the head teacher at Jamia Girls Academy in Leicester.
We will be providing specialist support to our pupils and our staff, and we ask that they be given the time and the space to grieve and to come to terms with our huge loss.
A man arrested near Downing Street has appeared before magistrates charged with preparing a terrorist act. Khalid Mohammed Omar Ali from North London is also accused of making or having explosives related to activity in Afghanistan in 2012. The 27-year-old has been remanded into custody. The Prime Minister has defended how the Conservatives report expenses following an investigation into fraud allegations during the 2015 election. The Crown Prosecution Service has confirmed no criminal charges will be brought over 14 police inquiries involving the party. That's because there was insufficient evidence of dishonesty, something Theresa May is keen to reinforce.
The CPS has decided, they're an independent body, that no charges will be brought against any candidate in relation to this matter. Candidates did nothing wrong. This is very important. I repeat that. I've said it now several times. Candidates did nothing wrong.
The CPS is still considering one file from Kent Police. The sacking of the head of the FBI by Donald Trump has sparked claims of a cover-up. James Comey was investigating links between Russia and the US president's election campaign. President Trump has tweeted saying the replacement will do a far better job. And the public are being asked to help name a rare albino orangutan who was rescued from a cage in Borneo last week. The 5-year-old female who has blue eyes and blonde hair is said to be recovering. The charity says they want her to be an ambassador for the endangered species and for the name to reflect the significant conservation challenges orangutans face in the wild.
It's like challenges that you face sometimes, isn't it?
Speaking,
that's
yes.
That's it. How is it, the orangutan?
How is it?
Yeah.
She's doing better. So when they rescued her last week, she weighed
Where
8
from?
Kilos from a cage in Borneo.
So she's really thin.
She's put on a bit of weight now. She's now 12
Twiglet.
Kilos.
Twiglet is her name.
No. I don't think that's very nice. Is it?
Just an idea.
John, do you have any?
What, for the albino orangutan? Mm. Who was that albino monk in the Da Vinci Code?
I don't know.
Silas. Was it?
I literally
Silas.
I mean, that's...
Isn't that what you tap on your flat screen? The little
Stylus.
Pen?
Oh, right. Similar.
Charlie Wolf. No. Bear. Because I'll tell you why.
My. No, can we do the weather, please?
Because there's an orangutan.
Weather.
No, he's not.
Weather.
It's not.
Weather.
National weather.
Rain in the far
it's
north
bear,
of Scotland.
It's
dry and sunny elsewhere. I'm feeling warm
it's
in the sunshine with
bear,
highs of 18 degrees.
Does he have a best friend?
She.
Does she have a best friend?
I'm not aware that she does.
BJ?
No, John. Stop it. So tedious.
Victoria's back with mineral news.
I'm going to clip that.
In 25 minutes time. All the mineral news you could possibly want, even though you probably don't. But it's the nation's favourite. If it's happening in the world of minerals, it's going to be here in half an hour. Exciting. By the way, you were talking about Donald Trump there.
Yeah.
Interesting. Of course, and did you see this news about Sean Spicer?
Which bit?
This is great. Sean Spicer, reporters went to question him over the sacking of James Comey, the FBI director. And he just hid, and I quote, hid in bushes. Like, they tried to get an interview with it. Like, they just went and hid in some bushes. George, I think, and Barbara.
Wow.
Yeah. And George Senior. I'm not sure which bushes, but...
Well done.
And he could have hid in Clinton's, couldn't he? The card shop. Anyway, so the big debate is on the way. Victoria's got mineral news in 25 minutes. Here's Ben with the sport. And today, it is live. The sport is live from... Well, you know, fox hunting might be coming back.
Mm.
Well, Ben's sport today is live from a fox hunt where a fox fights back with a tank.
I'm Ben Fladcheck. Good afternoon. Arsenal look to close the gap between them and fourth place in the Premier League to just 3 points tonight. The Gunners head to Southampton looking for their fourth win in five top-flight games. The Saints are 10th in the table. They finished as runners-up in the EFL Cup earlier in the season. Boss Claude Puel says his side have coped well with this season's pressures.
Happy for my group and proved what they can do in the difficulties, because it's a difficult season with all this game, all this injury and bad moments, and we give the good answer all the time.
On to rugby. England have once again been handed a tough World Cup draw. They're in the same pool as France and 2015 semi-finalists Argentina. In the previous event, England didn't make it out of their group, which contained Australia and Wales. Finally, in the IPL today, live and in full over on TalkSport 2, Gujarat Lions face Delhi Daredevils. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
There it is. That's a sport there, live from a fox hunt, where the fox has got hold of a tank and he's fighting back. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And now it's time for the big debate. As Donald Trump bins the director of the FBI, many people are shouting cover-up, of course. Although, personally, I'm sure it is a complete coincidence that the director of the FBI was heading up the investigation into the Trump administration's collusions with Russia in the run-up to the US election. Also, if you saw The One Show last night on the television, you'll have heard that Theresa May's husband is the one who bins things in this company. He admitted that it's his job to take the bins out, as his wife is too busy taking other things out, like innocent foxes or the NHS. For balance, of course, we should point out that Jeremy Corbyn looks like he lives in a bin, and Tim Farron also takes the bins out. But being a Liberal Democrat will often just bring it straight back to the House, having U-turned at the bottom of the drive. Balance. Keep the stopwatch going. Now, on the line, listening to this, of course, all this talk of bins, Talk Radio listener Philip has called in. Hi, Philip. Good afternoon.
Hello there.
Good afternoon, Philip. Good to have you on. So, we're talking about bins this afternoon, of course, and I understand you are... Well, let me ask you, are bins good or are bins bad?
Oh, they're terrible, John. Terrible. They're terrible. I think, really, they're just disgusting things. I think it's appalling we have them in the kitchen.
Yes. Well, I mean, this is what my question was going to be, indoor or outdoor bins, because obviously there are both kinds. I mean, but I understand from our researchers that you are anti the notion of a receptacle or a container to dispose of rubbish in.
That's exactly it. I think it's important that we all learn to live without bins. I think we've become too accustomed to bins.
Right. So, what's the answer to this then?
I think just throw it out the window and have your man pick it up later.
Right. Okay. Well, this is anything at all. You just throw it out the window, like in medieval times.
Exactly. I mean, really, they weren't so bad, were they? We got through it.
Well, you say that. I mean, you're right. In some ways, they didn't have bins in medieval times. Everyone had cholera and died of disease. But what's wrong with that? Let's ask Billy. Billy's called in. Hello, Billy.
Hello there. How are you?
Very good, thank you. I haven't got cholera because we've got bins. But would it be bad if I did have?
Yes.
Right.
Now, can I just say, everyone loves a bin, right? Okay. Now, they are extremely mysterious beasts. Anytime I'm walking through a park or down the street, if I see a bin, I always wonder what is within. Now, sometimes I have a rummage. Now, as you know, one man's waste is another man's treasure. Now, can you believe that just the other day, someone had discarded half a Subway, a sandwich? Now, what a waste. I took it out of the bin. Yes. After a little bit of inspection, it looked as though it had been quite thoroughly licked. Yes. But that didn't bother me at all. I love a good 6-incher. A foot long would have been preferable. Cool.
Okay.
Beggars can't be choosers.
No. Well, some of them can. Now, I just wanted to bring you back to your point there about one man's waste is another man's... What did you say? Treasure?
Well, one man's waste is another man's treasure.
Treasure, yes. Also, though, one man's waist is another man's nipple height, e.g. Simon Cowell. Now,
exactly.
Yes. So that's a good point, isn't it? But you're saying bins are good, right?
And so are Simon Cowell's nipples, good point.
You're saying bins are good?
Yes.
Two words, Bin Laden.
Oof. Well, I don't like the bin part of that is good, but the Laden part.
Right, so it's the problem... Right, that's good to get that clear. So you have no problem with bin, but you do have a problem with Laden.
Laden, yes.
Right, okay, well, let's get Philip back in. You've heard that, Philip. Now, he's got no problem with bins, doesn't like the Laden part of that. What do you think?
I think throw it all out the window. Find Bin Laden himself, chuck him out the window.
Well, yes, well, if you'd have been leading the mission to kill Bin Laden, the Navy SEALs and so on some years ago, you would have thrown him out of the window.
Exactly, purely from the association of bins.
Well, okay.
I would have put him in a bin.
Would you have put him in a bin?
I would have put him in a bin. I would have put Bin in a bin.
Isn't it safer to put Bin Laden in a bin rather than leave him lying around, Philip, in real terms?
Listen, we've had an entire ecostructure in this country for hundreds of years that says that flies, wasps, worms, foxes, and other creatures can all digest and consume any waste left around. If we deny a simple dead body to these animals, then we're affecting our symbiotic relationships with the ecosystem.
Right. Okay. So, it's part of the ecosystem, and that's fair enough. But what about? If you have a bin, and I'm going to play the devil's avocado here. If you have a bin, right, automatically you know within it you've got bin juice, right? Bin juice. Yes, well, that's what I was going to say. Now, a lot of people will drink that and find it very nutritious because it's just a mix of nutrients from our waste. But get too much of it, then... Because, Philip, I guess you wouldn't drink bin juice.
I wouldn't go near it, as far as I'm concerned, as a radioactive cocktail made entirely from things that you want to throw out the window.
Well, there you go. Because so you're then personally responsible for me. You remember the bin juice floods of 1994. There was a bin man's strike, of course. My old man is a dustman, and he wears a dustman's cap. And cut some cool blimey trousers, and he actually lives in a council flat. And he said to me that during those bin juice, the bin strike, there were bin juice floods. Now we lost entire villages back then, didn't we? Middle class villages whose bins weren't collected, overflowed, bin juice floods. You saw politicians going down there in their Wellingtons, trying to bail people out. Is that what you want to see again? I'll ask you that first, Billy.
Well, listen, don't you talk to me about the bin juice floods.
Yeah. Well, were you affected?
Oh, terribly affected. And I blame this entirely on our deliberate and insubstantial reliance upon receptacles in which to throw away our waste.
Right.
That other guy, he's really been driving me crazy.
Yeah,
okay? Now, I think that bin juice is absolutely delicious. I've got to buy the flask load, okay? My fridge is full of wheelie bin juice.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. And it's delicious, as I say.
Well, it's a hipster thing now, of course. I mean, we were talking earlier about hipsters. And, of course, you know, you can buy bin juice now. It's very expensive, of course, but the hipsters buy. They both drink it and use it as a sort of wax for their moustaches. Let me just ask you about this. You don't like bins, Philip, but where do you stand on the notion of skips?
Well, Skip's basically just a large bin, isn't it, really? I mean, you should really just throw it out the window as well.
No, sorry, I meant the prawn cocktail-flavoured crisp.
Oh, they're delightful. I love them. Right. But then the packet, straight out the window.
Billy?
Yes, I'm a fan of the prawn cocktail crisp.
Right.
When you put it on your tongue, it gives you a tingling sensation.
Yes. So, if you binned bins, Philip, what would you bin bins in? I mean, would you need a big bin?
Well, I think we'd all just need a very large window and maybe our own man to go and take it out later.
Right, so you'd throw the bins out of... What about the outdoor bin, the bins that are already outside? Would you bring a bin in from outside and then throw it back out of the window?
I would propose building an enormous window to house these enormous bins,
yeah, but that...
and then throw them out of the enormous window.
Yes, but you can't... You see, you come on the radio and you're saying about, oh, I want to get rid of bins, we've had enough of bins, they're so old-fashioned, bins. Right, but you're not really coming up with a solution, are you? Because we've got bins and they've got to go somewhere, they've got to be put somewhere. What are you going to do with them? Throw them in a bin?
I've got a perfect idea for it. All of our waste can eventually be consumed by animals and other creatures if we allow them to. I'm suggesting we take all of our bins, crunch them up, and consume them ourselves.
Crunch them. So you say we eat bins. Would it solve the food problem, the food bank problem? You're saying we should serve poor people with bins that have been crunched up. Is that what you're actually saying?
Absolutely. Why not? What's the downside?
Is there a downside, Billy, to that, feeding crunched up bins to poor people?
Infections. Yeah.
Yes, you're right.
But,
poor people
are quite dirty, saying that the outdoor bins should be got rid of, okay? But you see the outdoor bin... Well, I'm going through these parks, as I mentioned before.
Yeah.
You see a lot of outdoor bins full of poo. Now,
yes.
They're supposed to be full of poo, but you also see trees with little bags of poo hanging off them,
yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, if you got rid of those bins, there's going to be more trees full of poo bags, like Christmas decorations.
Yeah, but that's not... What's wrong with that? If you used bags that were maybe had glitter on or something, that's quite pretty, isn't it?
Well, arguably it could be, yes. But what I'm saying is if you didn't have those bins there, the whole trees are going to be covered in poo bags rather than just some of the trees.
Mm.
Okay? I want more.
Well, it's the same. You're right. I mean, it's the same with bread. The park near me has bread bins, and you know, people are encouraged to put their bread in there because you know, no one wants to tread in some bread that someone's left lying around. And you're right. People then sometimes you see them gather up the bread in a bag, don't you? A bread bag, and throw that at the tree as well. So it's I see it's a problem. Look, we're not going to solve the debate on this. Debate at all, but it's interesting getting two points of view, and that is the point, of course, of the big debate. Have you heard about these trials? Very quickly, these trials they're doing in Sweden, quite interesting, this. They've trained elk, and this goes back to what you were saying, Philip. They've trained elk there to eat rubbish, okay? They don't need bins anymore, because the elks have had their entire digestive systems altered in order to eat rubbish, and they when they poo, we're talking about poo bins, they poo out squares and rectangles of cheap wood, and that's of course in Sweden where we get flat pack furniture from. So basically, they've learned how to recycle it. Flat pack furniture is mostly crap. So it ties in, doesn't it? In many ways, it's just interesting to see what other countries do in this situation. Oh, anyway, listen, we're running out of time, but Billy, if you could sum up the debate for me in one word,
biffer bins.
Thank you, Philip.
Window!
Good. Now, do we need bins? I'll throw it open. Do we need bins? Let us know what you think. You know what Billy and Philip think? They've called Talk Radio 03444 497. And we know what they think. But what do you think? Do we need bins in post-Brexit Britain? We've got pathos now and sugar. Why do we need bins? Get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with a word.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. And that is The Big Debate.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio. MP or not MP? That is the question.
I still think I was the best candidate.
Join the conversation party. Talk Radio.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders from Nottingham received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanton Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim. I would happily recommend Stanton Fisher to friends and family.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Right.
That's it. This relationship is over.
Eric.
When I think of the money I spent on you. But it was never enough, was it? There was always something else. What was it you had to have last time?
Eric.
A starter motor?
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
I'm leaving you for a younger van.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In May, we've got 125 by 18 millimetre solid oak rustic lacquered flooring for only £20.95 ex-VAT per square metre. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays for the M6 near Wolverhampton. A lane's out between junctions 10 and 10A in the smart section of the motorway. Queues are back to junction 7 for Great Barr. There's been an accident there, like I say. Birdlips A417 Crickley Hill queuing east at the Air Balloon. That's because of a broken down lorry. The A4 London Road through Chippenham still closed both ways because of a police incident. That's near the Butts roundabout. And no change in the Whitehead area of Antrim for the A2 Belfast Road. It's closed by an accident near to Marine Highway. I'm Jarena Adams.
Mark's winning sweet potato fritters.
Me and Dad have always watched the footy together, usually with a bag of chips. But today, I'm bringing on a substitute. Something a little less chip-like. Sweet potato and carrot fritters with a tzatziki dip. Dad reckons they're pretty good. Oh, unlike our lot.
Find Mark's winning sweet potato fritters recipe online or in store. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio, of course. And I am John Holmes. There's a big debate there. And, well, we've been asking you what you think. Do we need bins? I mean, we've got bits. You've probably got one yourself. Oh, they're so... now, and you may even have more than one, I don't know, but do we need them? We've got pathos now in 2017, haven't we, in sugar. Why would we need a bin? A lot of debate going on, of course, between the callers, Billy and Philip there on Talk Radio, but a lot of reactions coming in as well, Cornelius.
Yes, lots coming in. John, some of these people, they speak like they are bin sane. It's absolute rubbish. Mm. That's come in from puns. John, why don't you just do what the Daily Mail do and put all their rubbish in their newspaper?
That's a good idea. Thank you very much. Keep your reactions coming in. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message really well. Yeah.
Now, are you a hoper and or slash a dreamer? Well, if you are, this is the moment of radio for you. It's something we do regularly. We find a Kickstarter project, you know, crowdfunding, that kind of thing. And if you've got a mad idea for a thing that you just can't get anyone to take seriously, why not put it on Kickstarter where the public can lend you or even give you their coin in return for whatever it is you're building and or slash offering them. What crazy hope and dream do you have? Well, share it with us, why don't you? Because this is where we kick a Kickstarter up the arse by allowing someone with such a dream to come on the radio to talk about it. Get in touch with us in the usual way, but let's meet such a person. And on the line is one such hoper and dreamer. He is called James, and he's made a book. Hello, James.
Hi there.
Hi there. Now, I say made a book because it's not technically a book that's been written. It is a book that you've very much created, for it is a visual book. Am I right?
It certainly is.
Right. Talk us through it, if you would.
So, it is essentially a little humour-filled book called Celebrities Without Teeth or Eyebrows.
Right. And so, from what I've read on your Kickstarter page, right, and I'm going to quote this, I have spent many hours, this is you, of my days editing photos of celebrities, world leaders and icons so that they don't have teeth or eyebrows. Now, the first question that anyone is going to ask, and that is me, is, get a life. Why haven't you got a life, James? What are you doing?
You can certainly say that. Yeah.
So in many hours of many days doing that, did you just do that for fun and then thought I could make a book out of this? I mean, what were you doing?
It started as a bit of fun, and I mean, I've got some photo manipulation skills, so I decided to put them into sort of a bound form. Hopefully something that can make people giggle.
Right. And what led you... Because I've seen these sort of things on the internet before. Did you invent this, James? Or did you sort of go, oh, that's funny, I can do loads of this stuff? Because, you know, it's an internet thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it does exist. It's not something that I've created, but it's the first time it's basically been put into bound form and somebody can actually keep it in their house.
I see. And who wouldn't want a picture of a toothless celebrity in their house? Well, so how did you go about choosing which celebrities to do for a start? Because I'm presuming you have to find ones with... I mean, did you discard loads because they didn't look stupid enough when you'd taken out their teeth, is what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is, if a celebrity's got their mouth closed, then it makes it very hard.
Yes, I can see
and
that.
And also, if they've got very light eyebrows, it can be a bit tough. But I'll tell you one. We've got a fantastic one of Kim Jong-il. And a great one of Donald Trump as well.
Yeah, well, he's eyebrowed and fairly toothed to the max. Did you... I'm just thinking around how else you could approach this, because it's all very well, isn't it, having a book where you've spent hours with photoshopping the teeth out of...
Yeah.
But, you know, what if you... And I don't know the logistics of how you make this work, but wouldn't it be better, in many ways, to actually remove the teeth off celebrities physically, right, and then photograph them? And I'm thinking maybe sneak into their rooms while they're asleep with a chisel. You know, because if you did that, and then the resulting bloodied mess...
Well, we're working very closely with the Tooth Fairy, so maybe something might be coming up.
I think that would be good. I'd pay money for that. So in terms of what you know, because if you've got these photo manipulation skills, I just wonder, James, what led you to just start doing this when, you know, the internet world is your oyster, but what was it particularly about smashing out celebrities' teeth?
Well, I've always been quite entrepreneurial, and I've always wanted to do something on Kickstarter. And I love things that make people laugh. So, you know, I don't take myself too seriously.
Yeah.
And I thought that it was something that I could have a bit of a laugh at doing and take up a little bit of my spare time.
I mean, what I do like as well about it, it's literally called Celebrities Without Teeth or Eyebrows. I mean, there's no ambiguity there, is there? But this could be, you know, because that's funny, fair enough. And looking at, you know, the picture I'm looking at here is Barack Obama. Well, I think. I mean, it could be anyone, but I think it's Barack Obama because they look so different without the teeth and the eyebrows. But in terms of future books, you know, celebrities with crude genitalia drawn on their heads would be a funny...
Potentially, yeah. You know, this could really go anywhere.
Yeah, could you take out other face, take their eyes out?
I can do anything. The world is your oyster.
You're right. Basically, you realise though that all you are. I don't know if you've ever read The Wasp Factory. You know, the Ian Banks book.
I haven't.
Right, well, it's about... I mean, this is a bit of a spoiler alert here, but it's an old book, so deal with it. But look, there's a child, basically, in the book, and as a youth, he specialises in harming insects, and particularly wasps, and he has a wasp factory that he builds and so on. Anyway, but later on, he grows up and he's a murderer. But what I'm saying is, you're a digital equivalent of that. One day I'm going to read about you, and you'll be a serial killer.
Well, let's hope not. I think my girlfriend might have something to say about that.
Have you ever photoshopped your girlfriend's face without teeth or eyebrows?
Oh, God. No, no. I think she would kill me. I don't think I'd be living for much longer.
You should do it. So, all right. So, look, how much money are we needing to get here? And what do backers get for their cash, James?
Well, we have got a number of different backing options. So essentially, we're trying to raise £1,000, and that will get the book out there as a book. And in return for backing the pledge, for backing the project, you can back at £5, £10 or £20, and you get a different range of signed, hand-signed, physical copies of the book sent out to you, or PDF copies. And if you pledge £1 even and share the project, then we'll send you a PDF copy as well. as a thank you.
I see. But in terms of people, you know, if I want to see a book of celebrities with their teeth and eyebrows out, I could either wait for it to come out and pay whatever it's going to cost.
Yeah.
So do I get my name in it or anything? Do I get a little credit if I want to put the money? Could I? This is an idea I'm going to throw at you now. But why don't you throw in, right, for all the pledgers, okay, they get this little bonus chapter at the end where everyone who pledged money gets their face removed by you digitally, and then it's a little personal touch, isn't it?
That is a fantastic idea, and I actually am going to add that today. I think I'll add a little list of people that back it.
I think you should, yeah. And if they send you their face, you can mess with them. You know,
even family portraits, I welcome them.
Hey, family. You could go around iconic. I'll tell you what, do you remember that? I don't know how old you are, James, but you may not remember this, but it's a famous iconic image of an old Athena poster with a tennis player, a female tennis player, wearing no pants, scratching her bum. Do you remember that? It was a famous...
I can't say I've seen that.
Well, Google it. It's a famous image, right, of a tennis player with no pants on, lifting a skirt up, scratching her bottom. It used to adorn the walls of many a teenager, okay? But all I'm thinking is to take famous images like that, but perhaps instead of her arse, you know, you could put Donald Trump's face or something like that.
As I said before, the possibilities are endless, so you never know. Book two... You'll have to wait for book two.
Well, I can't. I barely can't, James, if I'm honest. all right, so look, where do we find you on Kickstarter? Should we wish to help out with this, frankly, insanely time-wasting project?
If you go on to Kickstarter and you type in celebrities without teeth and eyebrows...
Yes.
You should be able to find me very easily.
Well, you think? James, what do you do in normal life, James, if you don't mind me asking?
In normal life, I'm a teapot salesman.
Well, of all the answers I was not expecting. A teapot salesman? What do you mean? Do you make them?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. So I created some portable tea flasks.
We're talking about celebrities with digitally removed teeth and you invented a portable tea thing? What?
Yes.
Can you combine the two?
We'll have to see. Maybe tea flasks without the tea. I could photo manipulate
it. Or can you make tea pots out of the heads of celebrities?
Definitely.
And again, I'm going back to my original point, is where you have to sever off the head of a celebrity... of your choosing, you know, I don't care who, but someone from TOWIE or something, right? And you sever their head, and then you, because you're skilled, hollow it out, right? Fill it with tea, but you have to build a spout where the mouth is, right? And then you basically get a TOWIE head celebrity teapot from the actual skull of someone from TOWIE with a spout you've jammed in the gob. There!
We can use Donald Trump's toupee as a lid.
There we go. See, James, always thinking, always working, always creating. Listen, James, a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
That's good. That's James Levine. He's got a book. It's I don't know what it's about, but it's called Celebrities Without Teeth or Eyebrows. No idea. So if you'd like to have a look at that on Kickstarter, well, that's the point of the exercise, isn't it? We're giving a Kickstarter a kick up the arse. If you've got an idea, doesn't matter how ridiculous or what it might be, but you've got it on Kickstarter and you want to beg for the public coin, then we're here to help. Here is the detail of how to get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It is Talk Radio. It's the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
And at 3:32, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. The family of an 11-year-old girl who fell to her death from a theme park's water ride say they're devastated. Drayton Manor and Eva Janet's school in Leicester are closed for the day. Zainab Mohammed's sister was on the trip. She says what happened has left pupils and parents in shock.
It's like a family, that school. The kids know each other, if it's in a younger year group or anything like that. It's just really sad. I mean... you wouldn't wish anything to happen like that. Your kids go to a school trip, you expect them to give you good news back, they enjoyed their trip, and you don't want a phone call like that.
A 27-year-old man arrested in Whitehall last month has been remanded in custody. Khalid Mohammed Omar Ali, who's from North London, is charged with preparing acts of terrorism and making or having explosives related to Afghanistan. He told Westminster Magistrates Court he didn't recognise the charges. Not guilty pleas have been entered on his behalf. Conservative candidates won't face any immediate charges over general election expenses from 2015. The Crown Prosecution Service has decided there's insufficient evidence they acted dishonestly after investigations by several police forces. Thanet South in Kent is still under consideration. President Trump's tweeted that whoever replaces James Comey as director of the FBI will do a far better job. The White House says he was sacked over his handling of an inquiry into Hillary Clinton's emails during the election campaign. Mr. Comey was heading an investigation to allege links between Mr. Trump's team and Russia. And one of the country's top universities is planning to cut 171 jobs to make cost savings. Most of the posts that are affected at Manchester University are academic roles. The weather dry for most, cloudy with some patchy rain for the far north of Scotland tonight with lows of 5 degrees. Tomorrow there'll be sunny spells in the Midlands and some northern areas, potentially heavy showers in the southwest. And it's going to be warmer than today with highs of 20. There's more in half an hour.
I think what Donald Trump should do is take the albino orangutan and put that in charge of the FBI.
Mm. I mean, she's still recovering, so she might not be up to the job just yet.
Well, according to him, would anyone do a finer job than James Comey? And the orangutan probably wouldn't. Probably wouldn't reopen the investigation into Trump's alleged collusion with Russia during the US general election. Because an orangutan is... it would be amenable. A saved orangutan would be amenable, I think, to whatever Trump wanted it to do. Such
why,
as...
Why do you say that? Maybe she would actually be like, no, I'm going to stand up for everything and investigate things thoroughly because I was treated so harshly in my early
years. Well, it's because orangutans can't speak.
Maybe, if given the choice, say there were two options put in front of her, she might choose... Anyway, never mind. Should we just do mineral news?
Yeah, fine. as you may or may not realise, Victoria's bulletins are shorter than they used to be. To make the time up, she must be bringing us the world of animal, vegetable and mineral in news form. It covers everything. Today it's the turn of... Mineral news.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
It's mineral news.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
News.
A man has found a rare silver 2p.
Yes.
So James Whale is the second person in the last week to find this kind of coin, and it could be worth as much
James
as...
James Whale?
Did you say James Whale?
Weller.
Oh,
James it sounded Weller. Like James.
Not James Whale.
Well, James Whale had found 2p and this was somehow new.
This is pay packet.
Yeah. It's a silver coin.
Yeah. Is it an albino 2p?
You could.
This is amazing.
You could phrase it like that. And it could be worth as much as £1,350.
Really?
So it's pretty...
So it's not really a 2p coin.
Well, it is. But the Royal Mint, he sent it off to them to verify it and they've confirmed it's down to an error in the minting process.
Right.
So it's a genuine... mistake. You can see a picture of the 2p coin on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne, spelled B-O-U-R-N-E.
Do we know where James Whale found this?
In his coin pot. That's true.
Did he?
Yeah. Now he started collecting coins in case they're more valuable than they say they are. True story.
I'm fairly sure the phrase James Whale's coin pot has not been said.
James Weller.
On the radio before.
Moving swiftly on.
Okay.
It's been revealed Anthony Joshua's most prized possession is a diamond-encrusted boxing glove.
That's going to hurt.
Yeah. So the heavyweight champs had his signature sewn onto it as well. It's not actually very nice looking, I don't think. And if you want to judge it as well, you can see a picture of it on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne.
Have you been doing this every day?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, off, every story now it happens.
That's always been a thing.
So sorry, where, has he been given this glove, or is he? Where's it come from?
I don't know.
Oh,
he likes it.
Great.
He likes it. He's one of his mates has shared a picture of it.
Right. I'll be honest, Victoria. The details in these stories are becoming lighter as we go. Mm. Like, I mean, basically, so far what we've learned is man finds coin, and boxer has glove.
Well, wait for this one.
Oh God.
Gary Barlow has dyed his hair platinum.
Oh, that's poor.
The singer says he's having more fun as a blonde.
Is he? Tell that to the albino. Tell that to the orangutan.
She just has to sit in the shade. Anyway, you can see a picture of
Gary
Barlow
has to sit in the shade.
No, the orangutan does. Because she might get sunburn otherwise.
Do you think James Whale's got a sunburnt coin pot?
Let's not think about
it's
that.
It's the other members of Take That have to sit in the shade.
Yeah.
Well, good point.
Yeah. Barlow takes all the limelight.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
They used to sit there in his shade when he was all fat.
There's a picture of his head on my Twitter page, Victoria underscore born.
Oh my God, it's severed. What have you done?
To me, that would have been bigger news.
Yeah, it's not mineral news.
No,
though,
you're
is
right,
it?
Yeah. Gary Barlow's head's come off. it's not mineral news. If he does, and he's now he's got platinum hair, then it would be into the news. Or if an albino orangutan saw Gary Barlow as a newly silvered, coiffed Gary Barlow as a kind of potential mate, right, and during that process, tore his head off, then that could possibly be in the news.
I think you're getting carried away.
Mineral news.
It's mineral news.
Mineral news.
Yes. Is there a picture of James Whale's coin pot?
Just the coin. Not... And the man's face.
Right. Great. That was mineral news.
Mineral news.
Yes, it was. And we bring it to you so Victoria has to make the time. Tomorrow, animal news.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Perhaps you should do albino news.
No.
Right.
I think that could be offensive.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because there's some people who have it, don't they?
Yeah, that's fine. It's just news about people, or indeed orangutans, or psychopathic monks from the Da Vinci Code.
Hmm.
No, I just thought. We'll have a meeting afterwards. Right, it's 20 to 4, and in the next bit of the programme, well, it's going to be a game of dead or alive. It's on the way. Talk Radio. Afternoons.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back. Talk Radio has harpooned a whale, a great, big, stinking, smelly one. The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
There's too much pressure in our lives these days. Like making sure your phone doesn't run out of battery. I'm at 3%. So when it comes to selling your car, try WeBuyAnyCar.com. Our branch staff are there to make life easy. There's no pressure. You can choose to sell or not to sell. Could someone charge me up quick? To sell your car quickly and easily, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone, from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
So what do you think of my six-pack, Brian?
Oh, you never could count.
These abs, they're just like a washboard. Go on, give him a dig.
Well, only if you're sure, Neil.
You won't get good odds on what happens next. But for great in-play prices on the footy, get yourself to 10bet.co.uk and score a first deposit bonus of up to £200.
Oh, those aren't my abs, Brian.
Really?
When it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. Five rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please bet responsibly.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays for the M62. This is west towards a broken down vehicle between 19 for Haywood and 16 for the Scimitar Island. Breakdowns also clung up the M56 as you head eastbound towards Junction 6 for the Hale Four Seasons roundabout. Lane 1 of 4 is closed as you head towards the M60. The northbound M6 and the West Midlands still struggling. Junctions 8, it's 10A after early problems. And the M5 towards the link with the M6 is suffering as a result of those queues as well. And through Whitehead in Antrim, the A2 Belfast Road is still closed both ways because of an accident. I'm Gerina Adams.
Ali's Trick Chew Citrus Salmon.
My husband doesn't much like healthy food. He says it's boring. He says it doesn't fill him up. Thinks it's not proper food. We're having citrus salmon for supper tonight, and one of my little tricks is to add zest of orange, a little black pepper and parsley. My other little trick is not to tell him it's healthy.
Find Ali's Trick 2 Citrus Salmon recipe in-store and online. Food Love Stories. Brought to you by Tesco.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail-order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Of course, you are probably thinking, if you're Beverly Turner from LBC, you're probably thinking, what the hell is this? But otherwise, you might be thinking, well, the news is quite complicated, of course, isn't it? We've been looking around it lots in the news. I mean, Donald Trump, as we know, has sacked the director of the FBI. He says he's going to bring in someone else more of his thinking, I think, is the read between the lines, which I think is going to be an albino orangutan, which seems more fitting in many ways. We did follow the leader early, so we know exactly what the party leaders are up to today. We've been talking about that as well, of course. We know that the Times are leading today with about the split-up of elderly couples at care home. There's a lot in the news, but as I say, it is very complicated.
I can't get my head around it,
no,
John.
I know, Cornelius, but it's all right. As you know, we are here to help. And the way we do it is by taking the news, the current affairs, if you will, and drip-feeding it through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We find the news is best explained when it's in haikus. It's the news in haikus.
Painkillers raise heart risk by 50%, which means cowpole kills kids.
Just a quick note.
Yeah.
We sort of have to say that was a joke and...
That it doesn't.
Yeah.
Just in case
anyone thinks, hang on a second.
Hang on a second. I don't think it does. Although it might if you give them too much of it.
No,
so,
yes.
So don't do that.
No.
Always administer
read the
label.
Packaging.
Read the packaging. Give
don't
the correct...
administer the label.
No, that'll choke them.
Yeah.
Read the label. Mm. Don't administer the label. Administer what it says to administer on the label.
But cowpole in the right amount.
Is good. It's fine. It's fine.
Won't harm your child.
No.
Unless the...
What, they're allergic to it or something.
Allergic, yeah.
Then it might. But in legal terms,
yeah,
it won't.
What we just said, was a joke.
Yeah. And if you do have any legal issue with it, then the address to write to is Cornelius Mendes.
No.
The radio.
That's not fair.
London. Right. Shall we... speaking of which... play a game of dead or alive. That's right, it's the game on the radio where you have to figure out whether something is dead or alive. And tell us what you think from a list of things that are either dead or alive! Okay then. Laying today. And on the telephone to do so is Clement. Clement, hello.
Hello, mate. You right there?
Very good. How are you?
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you.
Great news. All right. So, what are you doing today, Clement? What's going on?
A bit of gardening. Got work in the evening. Starting work at 11, so I've got three few hours.
What
come play a game on the radio.
That's a good idea. What do you do? What do you do, Clement?
Tonight, I am a DJ.
Tonight?
I'm a DJ tonight.
I am a DJ.
Various things. Deliveroo.
All right.
And a teaching assistant.
I like this mix, Clement. You're never going to get bored with that, are you?
Yeah, you've got to keep things in different parts.
Do you ever get the skills mixed up? So say you're going to do some teaching assistants, and maybe you, instead of teaching, you'd like throw a pizza at a child, or...
Yeah, all the time.
Oh, yeah. It's a trick. You've just got to keep your concentration up, haven't you, Clement?
Yeah, exactly.
Good, well, it's lovely to have you on, Clement. I also rather like the name Clement as well.
Thank you.
There aren't many Clements, are there?
No, I've not met many, actually.
Freud?
Only a handful.
Your best.
Freud?
Attlee?
Don't mention Clement Freud.
No, best not.
Weather?
I can't really think of anything.
The weather?
The weather.
Yeah. Is it in?
Yeah, Clement Weather.
Yeah, so that's it. All right, fine. Well, listen, Clement, this is... This is where I play Dead or Alive. There's a list of things, right? All you've got to do is tell me whether they're dead or alive. It is that simple, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
So if you're ready to play, well, let's do it. Let's do it!
Yeah, let's do it.
Paid intern Cornelius will be keeping score. Here we go. So dead or alive? A badger on the A299 Thanet Way in Kent yesterday.
Alive.
Yes, good. It was alive, but if, to be honest with you, if it carried on with the game of chicken, it was a badger, not a chicken, to be clear, but if it carried on with the game of chicken it was playing when I drove past, I'm not sure it's going to still be the case, but when I last saw it, that badger was alive. Okay, dead or alive, the chances of Theresa May taking the bins out, dead or alive?
Oh, I've got to be dead, doesn't it?
Yeah, because her husband does it, as he said on the One Show on television last night. And naturally, of course, it sparked a debate about whether taking the bins out is sexist or not. Of course it has. Yeah, yeah. Snowflakes. Right. Dead or alive, my Auntie Sylvie.
I'm going to say alive.
Yes! Very good weekly update for regular listeners. 2 weeks ago, she was 97. She turned 97 years old. She's in a home. No idea who I am or any of the family are. Drinks from a sippy cup. But she's still with us.
Still going.
Still going, Clement. She's fine. She's still there. Auntie Sylvie. Hello, Auntie Sylvie, if you're listening. She's not. Right. Dead or alive, James Comey's career.
Dead.
Yes.
I don't know who that is, but I'm going to get
it. You are dead. He was the former director of the FBI, fired by Donald Trump, of course. So his career as director of the FBI is dead, but of course he might well, in the future, make quite a lot of money out of a book writing about everything he knows, you know, like Trump and the Russian prostitutes.
Right.
Anyway, James Comey, career dead. David Beckham's acting skills. David Beckham's acting skills.
Alive?
No. Have you seen the trailer for the King Arthur film? I don't think so. I don't think he's going to be doing any acting again. It's fair to say he didn't do much acting in the film either.
I didn't know he was acting.
Yeah. Well, Victoria, I'm doing some acting. Right. Dead or alive? Cockles and muscles. Cockles and muscles.
Alive?
Yeah, well, yes, actually. Yeah, of course, but barely. I've been away for a week or so, and I was cycling sort of 90 kilometres a day or thereabouts for what felt like weeks on end, so I can tell you that my cockles and my muscles are still very much recovering. Chamois cream certainly helped on my cockles, I'll tell you that. That's a good advice. Barely alive. Dead or alive, The Hills. The Hills.
The Hills are alive.
Ah!
Music.
Yeah, well, you'd think, wouldn't you, Clement? You'd think, but they're not, you see. In this case, the Hills were a family that lived a few doors down from my parents while I was growing up. I'm afraid it's very sad. In about 2003, three generations of that family tragically wiped out in a domino toppling accident. I'm afraid the answer to that was dead.
It was dead.
Mm. Right, how. Paid intern Cornelius, hello.
Hello.
How, speaking of paid intern Cornelius, because I just was, how his calves are looking today?
They're looking a bit dead.
They are. He's wearing shorts for some reason. and they do look,
the sun's shining.
Yeah, but he shouldn't have done it because they're like dead skinny. They're dead, basically. They're dead skinny. Like two bits of hairy string hanging out his shorts there.
At least can't see them.
Paid
dead
intern.
Gorgeous, more like.
No, that's not what anyone's saying in the office, is it?
That's
just saying.
I originally wrote.
That's not. Dead, skinny, stringy
isn't
legs.
Fine?
They're saying. Yeah.
I got compliments in the yeah. office.
From what?
Colleagues. What? The moose was a big fan.
Well, the moose will eat anything. Moose from Talksport. Final question. It's a music question. Dead or alive, the scene according to We Are Scientists. The scene according to the band We Are Scientists.
The scene.
Yeah, the scene.
The music scene. Oh, yeah. I'm going to say dead again.
Let's find out, Clement. Is he dead or alive?
The scene is dead, but I'm still there.
Yes.
The scene is dead. But I'm still there. There you go, Clement. Right, OK, time to get your score, which Cornelius has...
I'm going to have to do the system, John.
Oh, are you doing the system? All right, we're doing the system. We're going to fire up the system, Clement, just to find out what your score is. It's a very slow system, so do just bear with us while we fire it up. It's been a while. And we'll put your details in, Clement.
Yeah.
Oh, we're in. Right, fine. Okay, so we're into the system. Now, as I say, it's quite slow, so Cornelius is just going to input you the data.
Oh, okay,
it's Clement.
Sorry, Clement. What's, how do you spell your name? It seems to be a problem here.
C-L-E-M-E-N-T.
E-N-T.
Clement.
Weather. Yeah, that's good.
All right. He's a DJ.
D. Sorry, how do you spell DJ?
How do you spell?
It's D-E-E-J-A-Y.
DJ.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, and he works for a Deliveroo.
Deliver.
Ooh.
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 Oh, wait, with three oohs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Four oohs, actually.
Four oohs.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze. Yeah. And he's a teaching assistant.
Teaching.
Yeah.
Assistant. Yeah.
And now, okay. Now print the score.
I'll print off the score.
There you go. There you go.
Very simple machine, yeah. You know, albeit old. That's all you have to put in.
Yeah, it works, Doug. And now we just find out how many points you've got. There we go.
It's the verdict.
It's a very slow
printer. Sorry. Nearly there. Nearly there. Oh, heavens. Oh, there we go. Right, rip it, go on. And what's his score?
Six.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Great. Hey! Well done, Clement. Good work. Good work, Clement. Clement there. He's got six in a game of Dead or Alive. And now Sam Delaney is here.
Welcome back, John.
Thank you very much, Sam.
You've been in Bavaria, is that right?
I have been in Bavaria.
Don't get started.
That's why Con has decided to wear lederhosen today.
I know, which is
lovely, just to make you feel...
Yeah, it's just to ease you back in.
They're not dungarees.
Yeah. I can't see what's on your T-shirt, but they are skin-tight denim lederhosen.
Yeah.
It's quite a sight.
It is quite a sight. And I'm glad he's sitting down. I can't be able to see his legs all day. But I don't know why he's chosen to do that. But
looking sexy.
Yeah. It's not what he looks like.
He does look sexy, it's true.
When I got on the train this morning, the carriage just erupted in spontaneous applause.
Did they?
Yeah, for my calves.
Great legs. Donald Trump, yesterday I was going on to the long-suffering listenership about how actually the media were a bit biased about Donald Trump and didn't really assess anything he did with any sort of objectivity or balance. And then I got home and he'd sacked the FBI chief who was investigating his ties to Russia. So today is sort of an apology from me for all the things I said yesterday. Donald Trump is a dictator.
Yeah.
And will be the death of all of us.
You didn't really need the word
tater
there, either, did
you? Yeah. Exactly. So we'll be talking about that with Michael Graham, who's our fantastic Washington correspondent. Tremendous fun and has got loads of insight to that.
Good.
And what else are we doing? I've forgotten. But it's going to be a great show.
Yeah, it sounds it. Sam Delaney with you next from Drive on Drive. It's Drive. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 to 4 in the afternoon, to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
Results, analysis and updates from the campaigning all the way to the final count.
Can I quote you on that?
Join the conversation party
on your election station.
Our fortunes prosper well.
Talk Radio.